don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
One day, if you're a girl, you look in the mirror and there they'll be. Instead of a flat chest, two bumps. These are the beginnings of your breasts. And they're not there just to look pretty. They're useful, too.
I literally used to go to bed at night and pray that I would wake up in the morning with big breasts.
Well, that's because you have big jugs. I mean, your boobs are huge. I mean, I want to squeeze them. Mama!
I love fake boobs. Oftentimes you find them on strippers.
First, tell me what's going on with the boobs.
Boobs. Oh, my God. Boobs. Oh, my God. Boobs.
I want to squeeze them.
Hello, those are my breasts.
Nice melons.
I like boobs.
What?
I like boobs. Big boobs. Love them.
Yeah, they're pretty popular.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
You're high. You're on the pot.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Marijuana is just Nature's way of saying hi.
Roll another one. Just like the other one.
God damn it, I love pot.
This one seems to be about to quit. And I need another hit.
It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine.
Let's shine.
It's our time to shine.
Let's shine, dude.
Choo-choo. Roll. Roll another one.
Oh, yeah, drugs. You gotta have drugs.
Just like the other one.
I don't still sound like a pothead, do I?
This one seems to be about.
Now, exactly how much pot did you smoke?
I don't have another cent.
Hi. Are you high? I am.
But don't bogart that joint. Just pass it around.
I love it.
But don't bogart that joint, my friend.
Have you ever pooped a balloon?
Right, they're breasts.
Au natural, baby. That's how I like them. Swing low, sweet chariots.
Our feature presentation.
And now, it's time for A Moment with Kevin.
It was supposed to be here by now. Where's the torch?
I know.
It never came.
I don't know what I was just going to say.
That was A Moment with Kevin.
Yeah, it was yesterday.
Yeah, it was.
Why is Psycho Mike retarded, though?
he just gets excited.
I know, but that's not a laugh.
Yes, no, it is.
It's just a yell.
That is pure
joy.
Listen to me. You're hearing a man in pure ecstasy.
Yeah, it's just it's a little kid getting cake. That's all that is. It's just he can't control himself. He's so happy.
And now it's time for A Moment with Kevin.
Was supposed to be here by now. Where's the torch?
I know.
It never came.
I don't know what I was just going to say.
That was A Moment with Kevin.
I would like to start accumulating the stupid laughs that come from Psycho Mike.
We get a lot of complaints about those laughs.
During the case of the show.
We don't have enough tape to keep all those.
Because he just, it's not a laugh. That's not laughing.
I think he's, again, I just think he's, it's unbridled enthusiasm. I mean, I think you're trying to.
It's like retarded unbridled enthusiasm.
But you're trying to swat down joy. There's so little joy in the world. Let the boy be happy.
Is that your joy sound at home, if you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
do you
dude.
Scare that goes, can you imagine his yeah. poor wife?
I'm crying usually.
And neighbors.
During coitus. I usually am
sobbing.
Crying.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Ho, ho, ho.
That
the hell?
Bother me so
can't
much.
Say that?
Well, not really, no.
Okay.
It's not that that bothers me so much. It's just that, yeah, you during intense moments like that, during, you know, sex or, you know, warfare or something, you it's like taking a look in the mirror and you're like, I'm like, man, I realize who I am, and then I start to cry.
It's so, like sex or warfare.
Because he's been in a lot of warfare.
Sure.
I was the last man out of Saigon!
Yeah.
Maybe, Mike, is love a battlefield? Is that what you're suggesting? Dear God.
What's going on?
Good morning, everybody. It's the Kevin and Bean Show. It's Friday, the 11th of Aprilingus. Just like to say for you haters, by the way, who cautioned us because you're Ducks fans and you said, whatever you do, don't have Jiggy on because it's bad luck and there's a Kevin and Bean curse. I'd just like to say how you like us now.
I don't think you want to say that today.
What? Huh? Didn't. I'm just saying. We talked to him and he ruled.
Right. We lost 4-0. Not we. I'm sorry. They lost 4-0.
Well, it's only 4-0. I mean, it could have been 8-0 if we hadn't
Could have. Jiggy. That's correct.
I'm just saying.
There was a guy that just blasted me in the email, and I just sent back, I don't remember you giving me credit last year for the cup then.
Good for you.
Got to do both.
Yep.
Oh, that's
Works
right.
Works both ways.
So it was a rough game last night, man. There was a lot of penalties called, and all four goals were on power plays. And
yeah, lots of fights. Now, here's the thing I didn't understand, Kevin, and you're the hockey expert on the show. I watched some of the game last night, and I enjoy it, but you know so much about it. One of the listeners who emailed said that there were some times where the plastic that goes around the rink got knocked out of its tracks.
Yeah, it was the glass.
Is that from – but it's not really glass, right? It's plastic,
It's
right?
Plexiglass. Or
plexiglass. Is that from the players smashing into it too hard, or is that from something the fans are doing on the other side?
No, it's almost always from the players. Yeah. They hit it, and it
– And then they have to go and put it back in just like a glass door in your house gets off the track?
Kind of. But have you ever seen those guys, man? They run across the ice. They bring a ladder. They put it up. They lift up the ice. They put in the things. I mean, it's like a pit crew.
Yeah,
they're
exactly.
done in less than a minute with replacing an entire pane.
I Which guess it would have to be because you can't stop the game for 5 minutes
right.
while you
yeah.
you know look for a hammer.
but you know if it cracks or it does break from time to time from a puck hitting it or whatever, they get out there and they just it's like a pick.
Done. A guy with a stopwatch.
Yeah, they're like back playing again in 5 seconds. Really bizarre.
Is Dallas as good as they looked last night, or were they just having
no.
a great night
and
were the Ducks were having a bad night?
They're good, but they're not as good as they looked, no.
Yeah, because they were – everything I saw, they were
– And the Ducks are better than they look.
Right.
So. But it's a seven-game series, so, you know.
Yeah. Okay. Can afford to lose one. Exactly.
Got plenty of time.
So. All right. Good
I tried to find the Kings last night. Couldn't find them anywhere. I was very disappointed.
I think they got a bye in the first round because their regular season record was so good. I think they get to opt out.
Search LA Kings. Mm-hmm. It's not coming up. I didn't know what channel it was on.
Who watched The Office last night?
Oh,
no,
I taped it.
I had to tape it.
So good.
I'm excited
so good.
It's back though.
It's been 4 months since we've had a new Office. Yeah. It was so good to have that back.
Has it been that long?
Yes.
Wow.
It was great. You're going to love it. You're really going to enjoy it.
What was the theme?
Michael and Jan had a dinner party. And they're fighting with one another the whole way through. But they're fighting in that way where they're trying to act, they're trying to behave in front of their guests.
Right.
So they're trying to make it sound like they're not fighting, but they are.
Sure.
And everything they say is to tear the other person down. And you can imagine how uncomfortable that is for
Michael
the
is
other guests at the party.
Steve Carell, for those of you that don't watch the show. And yeah, that's, I love that.
That relationship is just one of the worst.
No, it's strong.
I've ever seen.
Remember when
those
he broke
two.
Up with her, and then she got boob implants, and then he took her back.
Yeah,
good times.
Yeah, it's pretty toxic, but so funny. And then, of course, well, I don't want to give too much away, but Jim and Pam, you know, are there. They're in the thing, and then you know, Angela comes with her new man from the office.
Oh yeah.
And then, of course, Dwight has to crash it because Angela's there, so it just gets nothing but awkward, nothing but uncomfortable. But you'll enjoy it very much.
Fantastic.
It's great to have that show back.
All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean show, shall we?
Yes.
All right.
Finally, a celebrity blow up sex doll.
That's what I'm talking about.
Finally.
And do they take requests?
I don't know. That's a good question. We have a guy from a company called Pipe Dream Productions. And it is celebrity blow-up sex dolls.
Wow.
The Lindsay Lohan one, by the way, looks a lot like her.
Bean's the only one of us that goes, I might have to consider this. I'm seriously thinking about Lohan.
Well, a man needs options.
So we will we'll talk to that person today. We got the movie beat. Ralph will tell you about all the new movies in the theater.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
There's a village that is where 90% of the ninjas have come from in the world.
Hey,
I need to go there.
It's called Ninja Village.
Wow.
What are you going to do there exactly?
I don't know.
Okay.
Further my training.
Ninja Village sounds like an amusement park ride.
It does.
Something.
I know. But apparently this is the place where almost all of them have come from.
Wow, that's
okay.
Pretty cool.
Beer Mug is here. He's our intern that's nutty, and he's going to set a world record today.
He's our ongoing science experiment is what he is.
Stop with that.
He's going to set a new world record. What do you mean stop with that?
Because he's going to fail at another world record
he
is what
you mean. He destroyed the Peeps record, first of all.
he got about half of what the world record was for peeps.
Okay, not destroy, but manhandled.
Okay.
Today he's going to eat bananas.
Okay.
World record.
Great.
Okay.
Peeling and eating bananas. The record is 5 in 1 minute.
What?
Impossible.
Somebody
peeled and ate 5 bananas in a minute. And Beer Mug is going to destroy. I think I'm going to guess 8. But we'll take bets coming up.
I'm going to guess he doesn't peel 1.
Ridiculous.
Yeah.
3 is ridiculous, dude.
That's our man. That's the guy we're putting our faith in right there.
Yeah. And also, we're doing the Radiohead Grand Prize today, which is a chance for you, the K-Rock listener, to present the Radiohead show. Mm-hmm. Get your name on every ticket. Get your name on the marquee. Get your own dressing room. Box right up front. Waiter.
Nice. That is the way to see a show.
You're king for a day.
Yeah.
That's right.
I think maybe the best part of that whole thing would be the tickets, though. Your name on every ticket is kind of cool.
Mm-hmm. I thought the waiter would be the best thing. I love that.
No.
I love service.
No, you can get a waiter anywhere, but you don't.
Hollywood Bowl. That's hard to do.
Lisa Bay presents Radiohead. Are you kidding?
Can you talk about a souvenir? You frame one of those in 15 years. You're like, oh, by the way, boom.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
Remember when I brought Radiohead to town? You can tell your friends.
So that's all coming up this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. We'll take a break and come back with Ralph. Showbiz beat next.
Good morning, Ralph Garman. How are you?
Good morning, Bean. How are you?
Ralph, I have something that I think will make you very happy.
Well, apparently, I'm giving you love songs on the coast.
Apparently, while I was on vacation, Bean asked a question the way Bean does.
Yes.
Why is the dollar so
low? It was like he was doing an impression of Bean.
I think you'll like this.
So there's a bunch of photos that have recently surfaced, and
how did a radio station get Herb? How did a radio station get Herb?
Sweet,
nice.
What is that?
Love that.
Some kind of oddness. We need to check Omar.
How did a radio station get Herb?
That was when we were talking about George Clooney's girlfriend, right? Who used to do promotional
Sarah
stuff
Larson,
in Las Vegas. Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm.
So that's,
I don't know what's going
Dave,
on with
the King
Omar.
Of Mexico and Alex think is ugly, by the way.
Yeah.
They think
quite
she's ugly?
The debate
Sarah
about
Lawson,
that.
George Clooney's girlfriend.
Ugly?
She's not hot.
Yeah, but that's
she's
Dave.
Not hot.
Dave's crazy.
No, Alex thought so, too. She's usually pretty upfront about the...
And by the way, Ralph's wife also thought that and met her, or saw her at least, at the Leatherheads premiere.
Yes.
So...
Okay, she's not hot. All right, good.
She is hot.
5:50, it's the Kevin and Bean Show Friday morning. What's going on in the world of showbiz?
Speaking of hot, Charlize Theron in the news.
Oh.
E! Online tells a story about Charlize going to the Chateau Marmont Hotel and being besieged by fans. And this is how respectful Charlize is. This is how sweet she is and how considerate of others she is. She said hello to all of them, signed a few autographs, but wouldn't shake anyone's hand and then apologized to everyone because she had the flu. And she said, I don't want to get anybody sick.
That's nice.
Aww.
How sweet is she?
Very sweet.
But you would so take the flu from her, wouldn't you, Ralph?
Cancer, whatever she has. Yeah. Bring it. Bring it.
Did we save the tape?
Did we save the tape?
Of Charlize talking about wanting to come in and have Ralph serve her cake while he was wearing the Batman suit?
I'm sure we have it somewhere.
Yeah, we can find it.
Yeah, we got to make sure that happens when she's promoting her summer movie.
Hell to the yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, she didn't even paint me into a corner. She said... Just dressed as a superhero. I could be any superhero I want.
Yeah, I wonder which one you'll pick.
I don't know. I got some time before July, before she comes in. I might expand my repertoire.
You are in a tear for Iron Man lately.
I might whip up myself a Green Lantern costume or something.
Oh,
you know? Maybe Wonder Woman. Who knows? I might go something radical.
I like it.
Speaking of big movies, Kenny Baker, the 73-year-old actor, probably best known for being the guy inside R2-D2.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, probably. He might be known for some of his other work, but most people probably know him for sitting in a trash can for hours on a movie set.
Sure.
Yeah. Had a horrible asthma attack aboard a flight from Chicago to London.
He's a fag!
Life-threatening, they said.
Dude. Wow.
Had to be rushed to a hospital in England once they landed, but apparently he is now stable.
How tall is he?
Not very.
I don't know.
Yeah, to fit in the R2 outfit, he's
4 foot.
Got to be pretty little.
Oh
you know.
No, not even that. He's
3 foot.
Yeah,
he's a midget.
I mean, he's short for midgets.
Really?
I'm
just thinking
really
he's
tiny.
He looks old for a midget too.
Yeah. I would so f with him though if I was taking him to the hospital. If I was like an EMT.
Sick you are. Breathing as hard it is.
Yes, he'd love that.
Yeah, he'd probably get a big laugh out of that. Jenna Jameson isn't ashamed of her time in the world of adult films.
Good.
She says that she thinks it's now more widely accepted for people to have worked in porn and doesn't think it will affect her future or her children.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I would do everything to her. I would wreck that chick.
I don't know about that.
I'm glad she believes that.
Yeah.
That's what you gotta think.
And meanwhile, she's still telling people not to get boob jobs. I'm not all for this. You know, she had hers taken out.
Because?
And now she's telling women. She has advice for women who want a boob job. She said, wait at least a year before you actually do it, because chances are in 5 years you won't want them anyway. Hey,
that's the wrong message to send young women.
Cut it out.
Yeah, stop that.
You got yours.
Yeah.
Now let's get ours.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Collectively, as a society.
As a society, right.
She would not have had that stellar porn career without them.
Mm-mm. Exactly. Speaking of nudity, Lindsay Lohan reportedly is signing on to do an indie film called Florence. She's only going to get paid $75,000 to do it because it is a low-budget independent film. And reportedly, she will star as a nymphomaniac stripper in the movie.
That's what I'm talking about.
Whore!
We are one step closer to porn.
She's going to be doing porn within a couple of years.
So sweet.
But Lindsay Lohan is a fire crutch.
Right.
And she has freckles coming out of her and her is 7 feet long.
Wow.
That's pretty big.
make her porn good, I guess.
Yeah. That's pretty big.
Misha Barton pleaded no contest yesterday to charges of driving under the influence. And in return for the plea bargain, she got her marijuana charge dropped. So she's going to have to fork over $2,000 in fines, finish a 3-month alcohol education course, and get 3 years probation for the incident last December where cops pulled her over for failing to signal before making a turn, and she was weaving across a couple lanes of traffic, and they found she had been cocktailing and was holding a little marijuana.
This is from not the most recent one.
Yeah, this is the one in December.
Oh, it is the most recent. It's the only one.
Yeah,
she
only had one.
But oh, okay.
So yesterday, things got settled in court. And did you hear about Chuck Norris?
No.
He was found to be on a hit list.
A hit list?
What?
How stupid is that person?
Two high school students in a suburban Philadelphia high school have been arrested after a teacher found a hit list that targeted three other students for death and Chuck Norris.
Really?
Well, you gotta take that seriously.
Apparently, the students are claiming the note was a joke and didn't have any weapons when they were arrested, but... cops did not take this lightly.
Yeah.
That's just not good.
Ralph, you're still looking for the definitive list of Chuck Norris jokes. You still want people to send those to Ralph
Garrett.com,
right?
I'm good with those. I got them.
That's not what you were saying yesterday.
No, I got them.
All right.
Yeah, I finally
You were saying you were afraid there were some out there you hadn't heard yet.
But,
you wish people
since we
could
had
mail
the conversation, I found the complete list.
Now you have enough?
Okay.
Yeah,
you
so
sure?
Good,
okay.
But I know Bean was saying he would like people to send them to him, I think, because he didn't see any of them.
You're right. I totally missed
it. He's like, what are you talking about, Chuck Norris jokes? I said, no, dude, there's a list of them on the internet. I've never seen one of them.
No.
I got confused. It was Bean at
K-Rock.com. You're thinking of Kevin.
Said,
it wasn't me at all. It was Kevin.
Please send me the thing about Chuck Norris and his tears cure cancer, but he never cries.
What? That's so funny. Why have I never heard that before?
I'm so sad. Secret Talents of the Stars.
Oh, I know.
On CBS.
They gave it its run. They gave it its due.
Has been canceled after one episode.
That's brutal.
It's so funny because you think of all the crap that didn't get canceled after one episode.
I know.
And this one did. It almost seems unfair.
At least I saw it. It was pretty horrible.
Really?
It was really horrible.
Really, really horrible.
Really horrible.
It was actively turning people away from television.
And once Sulu was
Kevin. You're right, Kevin, because the ratings went down every minute that show was on. Started off at a point and then went down the entire hour.
Yeah, they said about 4.6 million viewers initially turned on to watch it, and then it was losing thousands of viewers as the hour proceeded.
Oh, sweet! Just Ralph was left at the end of the hour. That's it.
Yeah. I mean, once Sulu sang, really, the whole thing went downhill. They should not have led off with Sulu, because that was the best part of the whole show.
Right.
And speaking of reality television, Bean, you got to be sad. You got to be bummed.
What happened?
Your boy got booted off AI last night. Mark
Lerner. You know what? He deserved to be booted off. He has definitely disappointed me.
Michael Johns, the Australian, young Australian.
He disappointed me.
I'd give him a sound spanking.
I had high hopes for him.
I did. I mean, I think Ralph will back me up that he did not live up to his initial promise of what we expected from him. He definitely flamed out early.
I think you were just swayed by his rugged good looks, Bean. That's what I think.
That's true. That's a good observation. I was fine to see him go. He certainly doesn't deserve to win the way he's been singing. That's for sure.
Wow.
If this David Archuleta kid wins, though, he's going to be on a hit list that I'm going to put out.
along with Chuck Norris?
Exactly.
Why are you bad, America?
Hey, celebrity birthdays. Lisa Stansfield. Aye, aye, aye. She's been, she was born today. 42 years ago.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, 42 years ago. Dylan Keefe of Marcy Playground is 38.
Right on.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah.
On. Yes.
What else you got?
I got Joss Stone.
Oh, she's hot. Yeah.
Joss Stone turns 21 today.
That all
turned 21. She's going to have a cocktail.
She's like 15 when she got famous, right?
Yeah. She's been famous forever.
16, something like that.
Super talented, too. Yeah. Just diabolically hot as well.
Thank God.
And Trisha Helfer from Battlestar Galactica.
Oh. That's six?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. She is 34 years old. Do you remember when we had her in to talk about Battlestar?
I do.
What a sweetheart, and just couldn't be more beautiful.
Yeah. I don't care. I don't care that she's not human. I'm fine with that.
And, you know, Battlestar Galactica, or BSG as we call it, in the hood, is back on.
Yeah, how was Friday night?
It was awesome. It really just jump-started just amazingly. Just
such
came
a great
right
show.
Back to where it was.
That is a really good show.
Starbuck was supposedly dead. She just comes back out of nowhere, and she claims to have seen Earth.
You can't kill Starbuck.
It was very exciting.
I know. I was so sad. I couldn't believe
it. And this is the final season. And we'll find out who the last of the Cylons is, the last of the 12.
Where's the show? Is it on Sci-Fi Channel?
Sci-Fi on Friday night.
That's worth looking up. That's a good show.
On tonight. Check it out. And if you miss it, they've got the full episodes on sci-fi.com. You can go and catch up. So there you go. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show business.
Yeah, what? What's everybody laughing about?
Nothing.
Ralph's being
bananas
obscene.
Bananas are funny. Bananas are just funny. They're the great comedy fruit. They really are.
They are. They're the comedy. That's true.
They are the comedy
fruit.
They are
the world's
fruit.
Most perfect food, if you believe their advertisements. We have an intern here named Beer Mug. And,
hey,
Mug.
Hey there, guys.
He's a world-class eater, Beer Mug is. And he's set, I don't know, 17, 18 records? How many records have you set?
About 43.
43 guys, records.
Or, guys, I hate to, or none, right?
Yeah, none.
It's either 43 or none. I couldn't remember. I think it's none.
That's right. He falls painfully short every time.
Yes. He talks a good game and then literally and figuratively chokes.
Well, we got
Ralph, he may have set a record when we went to dinner for eating the most tortilla chips ever.
That's for sure.
Those are good tortilla chips.
Don't go to a Mexican restaurant with mugs because you will not get a chip.
Not one?
No. They kept bringing basket after basket. And I'd say, hey, what happened to the basket of chips?
Gone again.
Mugs, by the way, not fat. You would think he would be.
It'll catch up one day.
Not fat.
It's
like that little Japanese guy, the guy who wins Coney Island every year
Kobayashi.
With a hot dog contest. Yeah, he's just a tiny little guy who, for some reason, that is his skill. He has the capacity to put away immense amounts of food. And I don't think we realized this about Mug until very recently. That's true. Now we're just fascinated with what we can stuff in his mouth.
That's the thing. He's not capable of taking in massive amounts of food. He's just
dumb enough to try.
Yeah, exactly. Just eager to attempt the record.
All right.
He doesn't have a skill.
Let's get into the new ones, people.
Eating challenges are the name of his game. He has never won one. He is super lame. He's Beer Mug. What's he gonna chug? Easter beefs or hot dogs, you know he'll never quit. K-Rock's Kevin even made him taste poor sh**. He's Beer Mug. What's he gonna chug?
Well,
that's a hit right there.
We're always keeping our eyes open for a record. We go, hey, that could be beaten. I think that could be beaten. And there was an article that came out of Ohio. There was a DJ there that broke the banana eating record. This guy, a disc jockey named Ross Klein, peeled and ate five bananas in 1 minute.
Oh, that is impossible.
Five. That doesn't sound impossible to me, but...
It doesn't?
Kevin.
Lisa, what makes it impossible? The fact that the guy did it and we're reading it in the newspaper?
Yes, that's what makes it impossible.
It's a radio lie.
The previous...
That's not radio bogusness,
it's
is it?
Yes, it is.
The previous record was three bananas in a single minute. He shattered it by five.
He did shatter it. He almost doubled it.
Apparently set by Big Black from Robin Big.
The three?
Yeah.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
Wow, this is a star-studded record.
It is.
You got Ross Klein. Ross Klein in the morning. Love him over there in Ohio.
So he's with Ross and the Air Horn. Ralph, you've heard his show.
Yes, this is great.
All right, so the Guinness World Record, five bananas peeled and eaten in 1 minute. Some of the previous records that Beer Mug has done, he's eaten hot dogs.
Yes.
Well, I shouldn't say done. I should say attempted.
Right.
He ate those pink plastic Easter candy, the Peeps, and that was gross.
He ate like 50 50 of them, didn't you?
He got
55.
He got almost halfway there.
So gross.
55 in 30 minutes.
30 minutes.
30 minutes.
It was 110, I think. 103 was the record.
That's right, yeah.
He got 55, so that wasn't really close.
55 peeps.
That one really impressed me. Mug impressed me, first of all, because he never slowed down. I mean, he really did get into a groove early, like a marathoner, and just kept chugging. He was very impressive. But once he was done and I realized he had worked that hard and eaten about half of the record, boy, that really put how difficult that record must have been to set in real perspective. I mean, 103. Can you imagine Mug eating almost twice as many as you did?
I would have died.
Here's what I like about Mug, though. He is a guy who knows he's going to feel crappy. I mean, he's accepts that going in, and he doesn't stop. And we just – every single time he does something, he walks around here for the next 5 hours going, oh.
He doesn't walk. He rolls around on the floor in the other room holding
his gut.
Gotta
get to the bathroom.
Now, what do we know about specifics of this one? For instance, does the clock start and then you peel the first banana?
Yes.
Or okay.
For sure,
because it's peel and eat. So you have to start peeling the first one when the clock begins.
While you're eating a banana, you're allowed to peel the next one, I would imagine, right? There'd be no rules against that.
Well, here's the thing, Bean. I was just going to mention that there's a lot of controversy surrounding that.
No, is there?
Some of the rules, the official rules, is that you have to peel, eat, then peel the other one and go and so forth and so on. You can't eating one of them.
Really?
Really?
Yeah. You're screwed.
That doesn't seem possible.
That's what...
You know that for a fact?
I was doing a little Mug search again, and I was watching YouTube videos of guys trying to beat Big Black's record.
Right.
And everybody, there was comments, you have to peel the next banana after you complete the first.
So you have to peel it, eat the whole banana, and then grab the next banana and peel it, eat it.
So you're here to tell us that it's harder than we thought.
Oh, yeah. Okay. It's tough. It's rough.
You're horked.
Now, five's the record. I think I'm going to go with three.
No way.
Three in a minute?
No way.
No.
Not even
no
that
way.
Much? Not even that
I
much?
Don't think
not
so.
The record's five.
One and a half.
I'm saying two, and I'm thinking I'm being very, very supportive and generous on his side.
I'm going with one.
Well, he can eat more than one in a minute.
I don't know.
I'm right there with you guys. I think Mike's hit it. I think one and a half is about all you can hope for in 60 seconds. I really do.
He's arranging his bananas in size order.
Hey, save one banana that we can watch Lisa eat later.
Yeah.
I used to do that for you guys every day.
Yes,
didn't
you
I?
Did.
Yeah. At a leisurely pace. There's no race. There's no race when Lisa gets the banana. Just take your time and lick it.
Mugs, why are you wearing Elvis Presley sunglasses?
Well, Elvis liked to eat, so maybe I'm going to get a little inspiration.
And he liked bananas.
He did love banana and peanut butter sandwiches.
Yep.
Liked to eat.
He did.
Now, Mug, before we start the clock, and again, it's only 60 seconds. Did you do any of your own reconnaissance work over the weekend? Did you try this out?
I tried one banana, and
wow, you really are a dedicated athlete.
He just happened to be in his
wife. Banana.
With that kind of training, I mean, really.
I'm shooting for the coffee drinking record because I had a cup of coffee this morning.
Did you eat for speed, or what was the deal?
Yeah,
what were the circumstances?
I was trying to practice some technique. I folded the banana or bent the banana in half, broke it, and. That might work for me in this instance.
But listen,
instance.
If you have to ingest the entire banana before you peel the next one, it doesn't really matter how many pieces you break it in. You got to get the whole thing in your mouth and get it down, right?
Yeah, it's pretty much got to shove it down your throat.
It's about speed.
Yes, so, Jesus.
Let me see if I've got this straight. After all that research, you pretty much just have to shove it down your throat.
Yeah.
All right.
So after eating one and realizing how difficult that was to do fast, how are you feeling about going for the world record here this morning on the Kevin DeBean Show?
Not so good.
Okay. All right.
No reversals.
No reversals.
Okay.
All right.
Bean, can we get a drum roll, please? And then I have a 60-second timer.
Yeah, give me 1 second here. Any word to your fans, Mug, who may be tuning in from around the world to see how you do today?
Peace in the Middle East.
All right.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, Beer Mugs will now try to set a world record. As soon as you hear the clock begin, you begin.
All right, he's peeling one banana.
He peeled fast. I'll give him that.
No, he did. He almost ate the peel.
He's jamming the banana in his mouth. This is way gross. You can see the video.
Go, Mug.
He's on his second one already. On his second one. He's peeled it.
Are you kidding me?
He's peeled it completely.
He's almost got a
reverse.
You can do it, dude.
He's choking.
I think it's all in his mouth.
I'm sorry. Lisa, could you say that again? Can I hear your
observation again? He's going to have to swallow at some point.
30 seconds, Mug. Come on.
Now he's stopped. He's got to figure out a way to swallow.
He's choking on the banana.
Why don't you swallow the one that's in your mouth?
Swallow it.
That's what she said. All right, good. He jammed that one in. Okay.
But
it's still all in his mouth.
You're the worst eater in the world.
I don't know how helpful Mike's berating him is, by the way.
Come on!
Don't laugh!
Swallow!
Oh, don't
Spit it out.
Jesus.
Hold on.
This is the worst reversal porn film ever.
This is ugly. This is not how we wanted this to go.
Oh, boo, boo.
1.5. Yeah.
He got 1.5. Well, no, 1.5, but he's still got about all of it coming out of his mouth.
He's got 2 in his mouth now. I don't think he swallowed any of it.
I don't think he swallowed a bit of banana. He just jammed his mouth full. What are you doing?
What are you doing? Raise your arms in victory?
Yeah, why are you putting your arms up like you just did it?
Banana is rough.
What?
I'm sorry?
I'm sorry, Muggs, what?
This is a mess.
Let me tell you what I like about ninjas.
Okay.
Okay.
Not a normal category, I know.
Is that there's nothing in the world that's ever been created further away from what you are.
How dare you?
I'm just suggesting.
How do you know I'm not a ninja?
How do I know that you're not a ninja?
Yes, I'm a member of the Silent Assassins. That's me.
Okay. All right. Tell me what you like about the ninjas.
They're invisible.
Mm-hmm.
Somehow you'll be standing there and right next to you is a ninja. You go, where did you come from? And then they vanish just as quickly.
They are magical. Uh-huh.
They know how to sword fight. They know karate. They know how to fly. I don't know if you've seen the movies, but ninjas could fly.
But only in the movies. They don't really exist in real life anymore, right?
And I think the sun burns their skin. I'm not positive on that one.
That's a vampire.
You're thinking
vampire,
of vampires, right? I think. Yeah.
No, but ninjas don't exist anymore. They were big from the 15th to the 17th century in Japan. And there's a city named Aiga in Japan that's outside Tokyo about 200 miles. This is supposedly where almost all of the ninjas come from.
Oh, wow.
So there's a photo that was in the paper recently, and it was a ninja. It was an old man in a robe, and he had a sword and everything. And there's a guy now, a 55-year-old Motoharu Murai, who says he's the grandson of that ninja, and he's the last remaining ninja on the planet.
Wow.
So it's a tourist attraction now. It's the birthplace of the ninjas in Japan, is what you're telling me.
That's what I'm telling you. Let's say good morning to 55-year-old Motoharu Murai.
Good morning, round eye. How you doing? How you
go? We go good.
Good. I'm glad to hear it.
Mr. Murai, what's going on? Where are you right now, sir?
I am here in Aiga. We're, of course, home of the ninja.
Right.
And I am training people to be ninja.
Oh, you're training a whole new class of ninjas.
Yeah.
All right.
But we heard that you were the last of the ninjas.
Don't tell them that.
Okay. All right.
At $500 a pop, I can't lose this gig.
Oh, you're cashing
in. I understand.
In. These suckers think they're going to be ninjas. Man, it's a dog ninja.
It sounded like someone was barking for that.
So, I understand that you get 30,000 visitors this time of year for the annual Ninja Festival, which is going on through May 6th.
Yes, the Ninja Festival. Everyone come, and we have competitions. You can practice ninja skills, and you can see the Ninja Museum. And we teach you how to be silent but deadly, like a fart.
Like a fart, right.
Yeah.
What was that?
That was a bitch.
Females could be ninjas too, I guess, huh?
Not good ones, but
not good ones, okay.
Yeah.
So, what do
they
you do?
They can't shut up long enough to be silent. That's the problem.
Oh, wow.
You always hear them coming when they're going to kill you. Because they're like, why are we watching this TV show?
That doesn't seem very nice.
When are we going to go for dinner? Shut up, ninja! Shut up! I'm trying to watch television!
Mr. Murai, besides teaching others to be ninjas, how have you used your skills? Have you ever been out on a mission? Have you ever killed a man?
Of course I killed a man. I'm ninja. That's what we do. We're the silent assassins.
When was the last time you killed a man?
Let me think. Last time I killed... Well, I didn't kill a man last time.
Woman?
No. I killed a... Secret Talent of the Stars.
Ah, the TV show.
That was you. I pulled the plug on it yesterday.
Well, you killed it dead.
I went to CBS and I went, and it was over because no one liked it.
Yeah,
that was a bad show.
Yeah. It was bad.
Yeah.
And do you have any show?
Nope.
Right.
Not an Emmy winner.
Not entertaining at all, no.
No chance of getting a Peabody.
Would you say it's quality?
It's not good.
Not good.
Okay. Do you have any thoughts on the ongoing battle we've had on... on our program about ninjas versus pirates?
I'm sorry, one of my students here named Omar is very loud.
You have a student named Omar?
Yes.
That's weird.
He's training to spin and mix the CDs and stuff quietly.
Oh, I see.
He's going to be a silent DJ.
And you...
Not allowed to call for those.
No.
But he wants to learn how to do it.
And you teach
he
that, too?
He might need another job after this bit. The sound effects are very loud.
They are pretty loud.
Too loud, I think. You should be more silent now, Omar. You should learn to be quieter. Yeah. Before I throw a throwing star in your neck.
Yeah, that would hurt.
I'm Mr. sorry, Murray, you were saying?
I was asking if you had any thoughts on the ongoing discussion we've had here about whether ninjas or pirates are more powerful.
Oh, it's a, oh come on, not even a contest.
That's what I said.
Not even a question.
That's what I said.
If ninja could kick pirate ass. First of all, most of them have like a wood leg or something.
Yeah. True, and a hook.
And they all had sex with each other on the open seas.
That's true, too.
They do a lot of buggery.
Buggery?
Yeah. Buggery in the bunghole.
Oh, wow.
Which is the name of my new CD. I hope you all pick it up.
I will look.
Played that song about 700 times before I realized that that singing voice was Feels Good.
I always thought it was just doo-doo. I had no clue. And then all of a sudden someone was singing. I was like, oh, that's what that is. I've only played it 7,000 times. I should know that.
Hey, wait a minute.
How about that?
That's the Gorillaz on K-Rock 106.7 KRQ. You know, we were talking yesterday. Ralph did a story about how Serj Tankian was thinking about doing hologram concerts.
Right.
That's kind of what Gorillaz do, you know?
Yeah,
they
true.
Don't actually play on stage. I mean, they play behind a curtain, and they have holograms that kind of do their work for them. So,
doesn't work out so well at a concert.
No, it doesn't.
Concert venue. I remember when they did that at the MTV Awards, and everybody was like,
yes.
Okay, watching a TV show.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's going to be interesting, though, if we could fast forward to the future of live performing about 50 years. It
sure.
will be interesting to see what they come up with. So, that's cool.
Dear Kevin and Bean, this one begins, isn't Nazi witchcraft playing Coachella? Can we check on that? Nazi witchcraft?
I will check that out.
Yeah. Nazi witchcraft? Hey, guys, is Weenie Roast anytime soon? Please don't tell me that the Bamboozle replaced Weenie Roast. JJ.
Getting
a lot of questions about Weenie Roast. Yeah. Isn't it about that time of the year? Aren't you doing it? We are doing it. It did not replace Weenie Roast. It's going to be fantastic.
Yep.
Details are on the way.
Yeah, we actually wouldn't hide something like that. If we were throwing a Weenie Roast concert, we'd actually mention it on the radio. So you'll know soon, coming up on K-Rock. Yesterday, we were talking about a terrific series of links at Kevin and Bean, the Kevin and Bean section of KRock.com, all involving the wacky Japanese game shows that are really unlike anything we have on the air.
They're
here.
The best. It's all about torture, and they laugh at each other. They're the best.
Yeah, our shows all seem to be about picking a suitcase with money in it, and theirs are about getting hit in the nuts. So,
yeah.
Frankly, they win.
Who wins?
And I got an email from a Japanese K-Rock listener who says, we don't have these game shows because of the litigious nature of our society. The Asian culture, specifically the Japanese, dictates that one is accountable for his own actions. You go on these game shows, you know you might get hurt, but it's your responsibility and no one else's, even the show's producers. It's not like here in America where we pay people because of their own stupidity. Imagine the lawsuits that would arise from these game shows when the contestants got hurt.
Yeah.
Even when they sign waivers, lawsuits can still be filed. And worse, the contestants are usually still paid for them. The Japanese culture dictates that when you enter these game shows, you're responsible for whatever happens to you, including getting hurt. So instead of taking these shows seriously, they just laugh about it.
Oh.
Which is kind of an interesting perspective on this.
That's a shame. Those shows are so funny. How do you not get a waiver, sign it, and then saying you can't sue? How does that not happen? I understand if I get hit in the nuts for getting the answer wrong, I'm going to be sick. I risk this. I risk that.
There's so many people who sue even after the waiver because they say, yeah, but still.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you should have known that this could have happened. Yeah, but this is worse than I anticipated. Oh, I didn't know what I was signing. You know how people are.
Sure.
We
were talking about bad TV shows. Psycho Mike watched The History of the Hammer.
Yes.
He also watched The History of Cold Cuts. He also watched Bridges in Poland. He watches bad TV. Loved your bit about watching bad TV shows. I fell into that lot lately. How about this one? On Sundance, or IFC a few weeks ago, can't remember, a documentary about comb-overs. Yes, the hairstyle favored by bald men who want to fool you into thinking they have hair. Guy goes from small town to small town in Texas or somewhere like that. He goes into a local diner place, asks the waitress if she knows anyone who has a comb over. The waitress tells him that she does. They find the guy. They ask him about his hairstyle.
No kidding.
This person, Ray, in Huntington Beach, watched that for an hour.
That's good TV.
What can have been said by these people? Well, I'm combing my hair over because it's thinner than I'd like.
I don't know.
Isn't that
I've
the
made my decision.
It?
You're fired.
Yeah. And I got one about Psycho Mike as well. So I think it's a complaint, Mike. Let's see. My 14-year-old daughter, yes, she's a beautiful girl, is now addicted to imitating the goofball special ed kid laugh per the irritating Psycho Mike that you people feed over the airwaves.
Oh, no.
What the F? That loser laugh will surely keep her from ever getting a date to the movies, let alone the prom. The poor child is destined to spend her teenage years dateless, all because of the insane perv dog-loving musclehead you employ. I implore you, stop the insanity and his annoying nails on the chalkboard. He's a deranged man-child, snickering. Leave him to the Saturday Night Only broadcast on K-Rock. My daughter's future depends on it. Mike, you got someone out there who's actually imitating the nonsense that comes out of your pie hole.
Hey, Kevin, what's with Bean and his tubes in his eye and his dick? Where will they put one next? It's a good question. Bean has tubes pretty much everywhere.
Ass.
And Ralph brought in a very important email.
Well, I'll just read you one, but I got a stack yesterday.
You got a stack?
A stack of emails from the Cult of Britney, from furious Britney Spears fans.
Oh, these are good.
Because I said yesterday during the show, we were talking about Idol Gives Back, and we were talking about the sad families that they had, the white trash families from the Appalachians.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Who were barefoot and eating garbage and just
living in poverty.
Living in poverty. And we were also talking about how Britney was raising her kids before Federline took them over.
That girl's fat.
And how they're finally getting regular dental care and haircuts and, you know, eating fruits and vegetables and getting exercise and sleeping on a regular schedule.
They probably flew into action and put you on some kind of a email list.
Well, that's what happened. Apparently, one person heard me talking about the fact that they should have put Britney and her kids on Idol Gives Back, and you would have seen them like eating dog food out of a bowl that the dog left over, and Britney being barefoot and smoking a cigarette with a bottle of Jack in one hand. And apparently they put me on some sort of hit list. So I got a ton of Britney, angry Britney fan emails.
Oh, those are awesome. The best.
But I just want to read this one because I think it's the funniest. Okay, dude, this all is all written, by the way, it's an email, but it's written as if someone was texting us, so everything is contractions
short,
and abbreviations
yeah.
and stuff, which is just endlessly annoying to try to read, by the way.
Yeah.
Okay, dude, that's messed up. M-E-S-T, by the way.
Oh.
Messed up. Like, for real, Britney is doing better, and low-life mother effers like you, wait, mother effers like you don't put her down. Y'all just make her stronger. Leave her alone. I heard that your little radio show that I bet is effing gay.
I think that's accurate.
You always talk S on Britney. If that's what your show is all about, wow, you need Jesus. Go to a shrink because you need help. I can't believe people like you. Did your mother not teach you anything? Like, seriously, the Idol Gives Back thing last night, and you said they need to help Britney and the boys because they will be sitting on the couch eating dog food? What the F? Britney is getting better. And yes, I understand there will be an immature mother effer like you in the world, but she will get people's respect again, and soon.
No.
She did an awesome job on How I Met Your Mother a few weeks ago. And the stars that work on that show said she was freaking awesome and so sweet. And I understand that effers like you have to put her down. Leave her alone and find something else to talk about in the morning. Let's try and make the world a more positive place and not talk negatively about other people. After she slammed me as a mother effer for a page and a half. So that's true. As long as she did a good job on How I Met Your Mother, I think Britney really needs to be forgiven.
She's making it back, I think.
For being a horrible mother.
Yeah, that's more important than how she treats her children.
Absolutely.
There's no question.
I saved about three of those that you forwarded to me, Ralph. I saved those. I have the best complaint emails,
yeah.
And I'm just saving them away, and they are spectacular. And they must have talking points, because get a real life. You know, get a real job.
The media is doing it to her.
Media is doing
like
it to her.
It's
not
make her crazy and bring her down. They all have the same sort of things that they respond with. And I said, you know what? I apologize. I will not do another Britney story until I talk about her untimely accidental overdose and death. So that should make them happy.
That cheers them up.
Yeah.
Well, what is it about Britney? Because we've had that K-Rock listener on who defends Britney to the hilt, too. What is it about them that makes them unable to understand that she's also responsible for a lot of the problems in her life?
I didn't respond to, but a few people I wrote back and said, what has she done other than sing and dance a little bit that has earned this undying loyalty and devotion from you?
Yeah.
She's
what does
a horrible
it take to
mother.
Lose fans?
She's been a horrible daughter. She's been a bad wife. She's had two failed marriages. She's a loon. I can understand your pity, but how can you defend her in all her actions all the time? And I got no response for that. But it's amazing to me how these people stand by her side.
I'm glad they're out there, though, because it makes life interesting.
Yeah, it is very funny.
Let me close with just one more on the topic, and then we'll seal this one up for life, about things that people use maybe in inappropriate ways for sexual pleasure.
Woo!
Okay. We had that conversation a couple of days ago about the guy having sex with the picnic table. And somebody brought up the things that women use. And Jen wrote in, hey, party people. A friend of mine works in a gynecologist's office. The doctor was called into the emergency room to treat a woman who decided to pleasure herself with an electric knife.
No!
Ladies and gentlemen,
what?
An electric knife. It was all fine until the knife cut through the dish towel that she had wrapped around the blade.
No.
And then problems, as you can imagine.
Hey, Bean, right when you said the word knife, Psycho Mike went
off
for the
his headphones.
And went
oh,
for
really?
The corner
couldn't take it.
Trash can
went
so he could throw
it. Went for the vomit
off.
Corner.
Yeah.
Now, according to Jed's email, the way I'm reading this, it's not like she was intending to cut herself up with the knife. No. She wrapped it. You know, she liked the shape of it, wrapped it with a towel, figuring it would be safe. The blade wouldn't get through. But I guess with the motion, the blade cut through the dish towel. And
well, that's
then
what an electric knife does.
Right.
Yes. Yes.
You don't have anything else that shape, really?
It cuts
insane?
Through meat and bone, let alone a dish towel.
She had to be drunk. Had to be,
probably.
Right?
Well,
probably.
She probably thought it was like a vibrator because electric knives do kind of move
yeah,
like
right,
that.
Right.
You know, that's sort of the general feeling.
Right.
But if that woman goes, isn't the world a better place?
See,
really?
I didn't even, it didn't even occur to me, Ralph. You're so right to bring that up. Didn't even occur to me that she plugged it in. But yeah, she was trying to get the vibrating motion of the knife and then it cut through the towel.
Right. So you take an electric knife and you turn it on. Yes, it will vibrate, but by nature, by its nature, it will cut through whatever you have wrapped
right.
around
you guys
it.
Have never done that? What?
Ralph's got the showbiz beat for Friday morning. What's going on, Ralph?
Oh, dude, what?
What?
I'm just a little bummed, man.
What happened?
What happened?
What's the problem?
I just got the news. You guys here?
Some kind of disaster?
What?
Bob Kames is dead.
I don't know who that is.
Mm-mm. Oh, come on. Bob Kames.
I don't know that name.
The Chicken Dance King. The man responsible for this.
Wow.
He wrote this?
And recorded it.
And came up with the stupid dance?
And the dance.
I hate that guy.
So
every
now
wedding you've ever been to where they did this,
yes.
That's all Bob's doing.
Yeah.
Thank you, Bob.
Now, the hokey pokey guy is dead, and now the chicken dance guy is dead, too?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Come on, let's all do it.
Let's don't.
Let's do all do the chicken dance in his honor.
How do you do it?
You do like this with your hands, like you're chirping like a chicken, and then you flap your wings. And then
you go.
Oh, look at her doing
it. Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Ms. Cleo.
That's why you do it, you guys. Hello.
Can we
take
those
that?
Giant boobs?
Oh, I didn't miss anything.
Let's tape Miss Cleo doing the chicken dance for KROQ.com as a tribute to Bob, shall we?
And does she have her t-shirt sewn onto her body? There's no way she can pull them over their head and put them over
she's
their giant
boobs.
She was
painted. Born in that shirt. She was born in that shirt and
grew into
it.
She wears the tightest shirts ever, and she's got the biggest boobs ever.
I think
not
it's paint.
Tight until she puts them on.
Yeah, it's true.
There's no such thing as a loose
great
shirt on her.
Googly moogly. Love coming to work.
Bigger than you can believe.
Like the size of your head. Twice.
Not mine.
No, not your Kevin's head.
No, no. That'd be ridiculous.
Exactly.
She'd fall over. Just love her boobs.
All right, now I'm sad the chicken dance guy.
Anyway, Bob Kames, the chicken dance king, has passed away. He was 82 years old.
That's a hell of a title.
Yeah, and apparently he died from prostate cancer on Wednesday. That's a bad way to go. Yeah. All started with a tube in his crank, apparently. That's
really?
The whole
that's
thing
all
started.
Started.
Yeah.
Dude.
And then they
wow.
just went downhill from there. He was also afflicted with Alzheimer's.
Oh, good.
So at least he didn't know he had prostate cancer.
Well, that's better. But he may not have known he wrote the chicken dance either, so there's an upside.
Yeah. Explains why that song goes on and on and on and on and on.
Just started.
He was, of course, operated the Wonderful World of Music chain of stores in Milwaukee for 42 years, had a music store chain.
I'm sorry, are we still talking about the chicken dance guy?
Milwaukee was the home of the chicken dance. That's where it all started in the Midwest there, you know.
Hey, Ralph, how is the chicken dance?
In 1982, he finally put it onto vinyl, finally recorded the song.
Okay, that's interesting. But
had been playing it for years.
Right, but my question is, how is the chicken dance guy getting so much more airtime than the death of Charlton Heston? That's what I don't understand.
Because... That's funny. It's funny to talk about the chicken dance. Let's talk about Gossip Girl, shall we?
Yeah.
Okay.
Gossip Girl is upsetting people.
How come?
Have you seen their ads, their new magazine ads?
No. Mm-mm.
They've got an image of Chase Crawford and Blake Lively going at it. And then superimposed over them is the letters OMFG.
Sure. What's wrong with that?
Well, that's what you'd be texting to each other if you were like a teenager in high school with the Gossip Girl.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But people are saying, OMFG, oh my effing God, is a curse.
Oh, I see. Sacrilegious.
And also parents are upset saying it's encouraging bad language with their kids.
I'd love to get a copy of that.
So now parents are upset.
Wow.
But the CW,
I got news for you,
CW
parents.
Is hoping that the ad will actually, the controversy will actually help the show because the ratings have been struggling as of late, so they're hoping it will get more people. What's your message to parents, Kevin?
Kids are using that already.
What?
Yes, they know.
Come on.
They're using the F word? Maybe your kids, Potty Mouth, Mr. Potty yeah. Mouth.
Saying OMFG.
My kids don't use it.
They don't have kids.
See? My point exactly.
when's Gossip Girl coming back? Based on Dave's enthusiasm for the show, I'm gonna start watching that.
April
21st. Okay.
April 21st, Bean, and you can see Chase and Gleek and Cliff.
That's just not good.
Look, if the actors are named Chase and Blake, I can't imagine what the characters are named.
I'm telling you. Slarg and Chong.
Chong?
There's an Asian kid who goes to their school. Hey, Kevin, this Sunday,
yes?
I want you to watch the National Geographic Channel
for
a documentary that usually only Psycho Mike would see, but I think you'll find it interesting, called The Human Footprint. It's about how much humans actually impact the globe with their actions.
Yeah, great.
For instance, Kevin, you alone, one person, in your lifetime will send 64 tons of waste to a landfill.
Wow.
Each one of
us. Well, if the average person is 64 tons, Kevin's over 100. Let's face it.
Yeah, Kevin has just 64 tons of paper plates.
I'm number one.
But it's filled with interesting facts like that and talks about how we affect the planet, so you might be interested to see.
And then at the end of it, do they have the program that you can buy credits to offset your footprint?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Each day, we throw away 60 million plastic bottles and 100 million steel and aluminum cans. That's enough cans to build a roof over Manhattan in one day.
They should do that.
They should.
They should build a roof over Manhattan.
I think you're missing my point.
That's why we talked to Sustainable Dave, dude.
In a lifetime, the average American will eat 5,067 bananas. And beer mugs couldn't eat five.
That's just not good.
He couldn't eat two.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
So, anyway, that's this Sunday. You might want to check it out.
That is interesting. Here's the thing about Kevin that a lot of people don't know. Why do we make fun of him on this topic? Because Kevin has a policy, and it's unique among any human I've ever met. He refuses to use anything more than once. Doesn't matter. If it's his car, yeah. If it's a suit, doesn't matter. He will never use it more than once.
Underwear?
That's absurd.
Yep.
Yeah. That's why he had to have twins, because he was only going to be with his wife once. So he had to make it count.
That's absurd.
Yeah.
Back to you.
And Kylie Minogue is a mystery.
Why?
A mystery. Because this girl is one of the biggest recording stars in the world.
She lives in England?
In Europe and in Australia.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Bigger than the Beatles in terms of record sales.
Really?
Monstrous. Can't buy a hit here in the States. No one knows who she is. No
that?
One cares. It's a weird phenomenon. She can be so massively popular in the rest of the world and
weird.
Not no dent at all here in the
but
United States.
But I've heard
States.
Her music, and it's just really kind of European dancing.
Yeah, that's what she does.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but American audiences do not connect with her. She was on the Dancing with the Stars, Ellen, the Today Show, Late Late Show with Craig Ferguson. Her new album came out this week. 5,500 copies in the U.S.
I sold that many.
Wow. I know. We sell that many usually at the Christmas CD we put out. 5,500 copies in the first week in the U.S.
Just her gay fans alone, you know, the Perez Hilton people, you'd think would be buying more copies than that.
I'm telling you, dude.
Is that what we call gay people now, the Perez Hilton people?
No, he's been leading an online campaign to try to get people to buy her record because he loves her so much. But Ralph's absolutely right. I bet that album was number one in like 11 countries around the world or something like that and couldn't make the top 100 here.
And she's smoking hot.
Oh, yeah.
She does very sexy videos all the time.
Really?
It's all about sex.
It's got it all going on.
Yeah.
Can't buy a hit.
It's crappy European dance music.
Are pretty good, too, by the way.
But it's not any crappier than some Britney Spears stuff other
but hers isn't selling either, by the way.
That's true, too. Yeah.
No, but I mean, Rihanna is a great example. Why are Rihanna's records number one and Kylie's is number 100? I mean, they're not that different.
Because she's hot.
So is Kylie.
Kylie's hot, too.
Kylie's
way
has
hot.
Been through her hot phase and
she's
is now moving on.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
I'm a fan.
Other side of hot.
I'm a fan of her looks.
Right.
Long time.
Long time. Them. Let's take a look at celebrity birthdays, shall we? Lisa Stansfield. She is 42 years old today. Joss Stone. Speaking of hot and talented, she is 21 years old today. Ain't that something?
21.
Ain't that something?
Seems like she's been hot and 18 for 10 years.
Yeah. Dylan Keefe of Marcy Playground is 38.
Come yes.
Come on. I got to give Marcy Playground some props.
Don't have to,
why?
But okay.
Because I want sex and candy. That's
right.
Why.
All right.
And Trisha Helfer from Battlestar Galactica. She plays Six on that show.
I think we need to have her back in.
I do, too. You know, the problem is they film in Vancouver. So if they're in the middle of production, it'll be hard to get her down here.
Montreal?
No, not Montreal.
Let's make jokes just for us, Mike. Just for us. No one else gets.
I don't have Jamie Bamber back on, too. Remember we had Jamie on?
Yeah, he was cool.
Was Apollo. He was pretty cool.
Lisa was drooling all over him.
Yeah, she liked
he
him.
He was great.
Liked him a lot. Maybe we can get somebody from BSG on before the season's over to talk about the big wrap-up, because this is the final season, so I'll settle for anybody. I'll even take Gaius Balthar. I'm not proud. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show this week.
I thought this video might explain why he had a Band-Aid on his face on American Idol this week, but Kobe Bryant appears unscathed in this video.
What is happening here? Dave, the King of Mexico, just called me and he said, Kevin, you got to see this. And I went in there and he showed me a video of Kobe Bryant jumping over a car.
A speeding car.
A speeding car that's that would run him down.
Yeah.
He jumps, the car goes underneath him, and he comes back down.
I find that very hard to believe.
Have you seen it?
Yeah.
Two.
Yeah, I've watched it three times now.
And it's
but
hard.
If you look at the shadows,
it's right on.
It looks legitimate.
Dave, as the Laker hater, was trying to say, oh, it's angles, wouldn't hit him anyway. The car just going by and he jumps up, and because of the angles you get. But you look at the shadows on the ground, man, it goes right underneath him.
Wires?
You can go to the Kevin and Bean section, the video section of Kevin and Bean on KROQ.com, and you can see the video if you want. We're going to play the audio from it here in a moment. But even before seeing the video, and the video is very convincing looking, before seeing the video, I would say to you that Kobe Bryant is a guy who is very serious about his career.
Of course.
And would not take any chance on doing something foolish like this that might potentially injure him and restrict him from playing basketball.
Right.
I just don't believe he would do this.
Well,
right.
That's a really good point. Because you could, like, die.
That,
if you
I would
this
say
up.
That too, but watch it.
And I'm also going to add that he and all athletes have clauses in their contracts that prevent them from doing things like, you know, going skiing and things like that in the season so that they don't get hurt.
But did they think to put don't jump over a car in his contract?
No,
I doubt
they
it.
Didn't. And the other thing weird about this video is that he doesn't have the demeanor of a guy who is about to do something that looks like it might be potentially difficult or dangerous. It almost seems like just a goof for him. Like he knows he can't get hurt.
No, he knows he can do it. Dude, I don't know. I can't promise you it's real. I'm just saying watching the video over and over and over again, it really is convincing.
Bean brings up very good points. I mean, he is an elite athlete, probably one of the greatest in the world. I doubt he would take a risk on hurting himself seriously by jumping over a car. But
watch it.
As high as Kobe Bryant jumps, his vertical leap is very high, and he pulls his knees to his chest. And the duration of time he's in the air with the car going that fast, it's simple. It would be easy for him to do that.
I think so, too, except for if one foot is too low or something, the car catches him.
I agree. Like I said, it's very dangerous and everything. I'm just saying a guy like Kobe Bryant could pull that off very easily.
I think so, too.
By the way, if you've seen the video, if you've gone to KROQ.com or you've seen it already on YouTube, give us a call right now, 1-800-520-1067. Tell us what you think, and we're getting ready to play the audio here in a moment. King of Mexico has joined us. What do you think, Dave?
Dude, totally fake. I just
is it?
No, it's not fake. Hold on. Let me just say this.
Okay, so when you came in, is it totally fake?
No, I was wrong.
Okay. Except for the part where it's not fake.
Don't get me wrong. He could jump over a car.
Like, right.
It's proven.
He could jump that high.
Yeah, but I did it in slow-mo, and where he jumps from and the car, it kind of goes underneath him. You know, like, not underneath him, but he jumps from one point and the car goes to that point. But it's not near. He doesn't jump over it. He jumps
I can't
forward.
Tell what Dave's saying. Do you speak Dave, Bean?
I don't. I apologize.
Mike, do you speak
hard,
Dave?
I want to support Dave. I really don't know what he's saying.
Do you speak Dave? What the hell is he trying to say?
I have no clue what he's talking about.
He jumps from one point and the car goes to that point. So he's jumping forward as the car comes from the side and goes to that point.
Do you know what I mean? No,
no.
I have no idea. We're going to jump into the lab to figure it out.
Here's what I'm saying.
He jumps to a point. There's a point where the car comes to that point, but he does jump to the point
watch,
at the beginning of the
go
point.
Go to 34 seconds in.
There's a shadow on the ground of a light poster.
Yes, go to 34 seconds in
hang
and
on,
do it in slow motion.
Hang on. He jumps off of that point where the shadow is. Then the car runs over that point where the shadow is underneath him.
Mm-hmm.
Am I positive that it's real? Of course not, but it doesn't look fake.
It's coming from the car's coming from an angle, so you know.
So what would it? So could
so
he stand
he's
there and wouldn't
jumping
hit him
away from that point?
You're video specialist.
Lightning has just stepped in. Lightning Scorsese.
Okay, again, folks, if you're just joining us, I know it's hard to keep it all straight, but we're talking about a video that's at KROQ.com, the video section of the Kevin and Bean page. Kobe Bryant is apparently jumping over an Aston Martin that is coming right toward him. He leaps up into the air. The car goes underneath him, and he comes back down. Producer Lightning, you're the video expert on the show. What do you think?
You know what? I think he could have pulled it off. I'm not going to attest that it's real, but I was just on Aston Martin's page. The car that he jumps over is 49 inches tall. So, Mike,
listen, this is not open for debate. They did a show called Sports Science where they showed a guy who was not Kobe Bryant, just an athlete, a playground basketball player. He jumped over a car that was at a standstill, and it was higher off the ground than an Aston Martin. Kobe Bryant, bringing his knees to his chest, could jump over an Aston Martin, no sweat.
I mean, I think it's he could even, because it's a convertible, so it's even lower than probably the 49
inches. I think
inches.
He jumped that high. I just don't think he jumped over the car.
I know, and you're the guy who hates the Lakers, so F you.
No, no. All right, I'm saying he could jump over a car, but not a moving
right.
car.
What I'm saying is I don't think the debate is whether or not Kobe could do this.
Right.
The debate is this fake or not.
Yeah. Whether he did. Yeah. All right, let's hear a little bit of the video, and then we'll go to your calls at 1-800-520-1067. Again, here's Kobe looking at the camera, holding a shoe up in front of the camera as he prepares to do this stunt. By the way, that's what makes it look like a shoe commercial, too.
Yeah,
by the way.
I thought so, too, but it wasn't.
And there's no indication that it is.
All right, do not try what I'm about to attempt right now.
How about you do this? You got to pay off.
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
Putting his shoes on now.
I got it.
That's turning
off. I got it. I will be there. I will be there. Perfectly healthy. I got this. I got this. You trust your boy? You trust your boy? Come on, man. Hey, just sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Just watch what I do, man.
See what I'm saying about how confident he is? I mean, wouldn't you be the slightest bit nervous if you had a car speeding toward you that you were getting ready to jump over?
If I could do that without much trouble, no.
Not really?
No, I'd be excited to show people.
All right, he's high-fived his boys, as he puts it. Now he's walking out where the car is about to come.
Come on, bring it down.
And here comes the car. Kobe is crouched. He's ready for it, and he jumps. Lands on
I told you.
Car goes right underneath him.
Car goes right underneath him. High fives all around. Check me out.
It's impossible to tell if it's edited or whatever.
Here's another
thing.
Sure
doesn't look like
it. I think that adds to it being real. It gives it a little more credence. Is I don't think Kobe's that good of an actor. And if you look at his reaction after he does it, it seems so real. You know, like his celebration, his.
So that's that's your way of saying that it's more real?
I'm saying his reaction does seem very real.
Let's talk to a John in Norwalk. He's on line 3, 1-800-520-1067. And again, you can see the video in the Kevin and Bean video section of KROQ.com. John, what do you think?
Is it the video section?
Internet Roundup.
Internet Roundup is where you go.
100% fake.
100% fake. How do you know that?
How do you know, yeah.
I watched a thing on Maury the other day about most shocking videos or whatever, and there's an amateur stuntman that couldn't get his own thing, and it shows him jumping over a car. And then he's like, yeah, I did it.
Okay, but John, that has nothing. I mean, maybe it's possible, but do you have any thought on this particular video? I don't care about another guy doing it.
Nah, it's fake. I've never seen the video.
Okay, good.
Thanks for calling.
All right.
Douchebag. Douchebag.
Excellent folks greeting. Appreciate that.
We know you can edit it.
Thanks for the call. You can edit it. He could also do it.
Right.
And there's no way to tell, but it looks, if you watch it, you go, wow. It's also up at KB24.com.
If you want to see a totally different outcome, Johnny Knoxville tried this as well and just blasted himself across the street.
It's not editing. I think it's just the angle, you know.
You could be right, Dave. Let's try. Let's try Max, who has a different theory. He's on line 8. Max calling from Los Angeles, talking about the Kobe video jumping a car. Hey, Max, go ahead.
Hey, what's up? What's up, Lisa May?
Hi, Max.
Hey, it's definitely 100% fake. At the end of the video, if you watch it on YouTube, I know they showed it on TV on TNT last night, but on YouTube, at the end of the video, he states the date. He says March 30th, 2008. Okay, that wasn't too long ago. The Lakers are in the hunt for the playoffs. They're probably going to finish first in the Western Conference.
Right.
There's no way he would take that chance a couple of weeks ago.
Listen, I agree with that logic. Watch
There's
it.
But on top of that, it's a commercial for the shoe. I think the video got leaked out. The shoe that he's advertising on the commercial, first of all, he's wearing all Nike gear. Second of all,
I did notice that.
It's called the Hyperdunk shoe, and I read online they just unveiled that shoe just a few days ago, and it's going to complement the Olympics.
But that doesn't tell us anything. So he's maybe he did it in an advertisement for a shoe. Doesn't mean he didn't do it.
I don't think he did it. I don't think he would take the chance. I don't think there are clauses in the contract.
I agree with everything you're saying, but when you watch it, it really looks real.
It looks good.
That point has been echoed already that, you know, a guy like Kobe Bryant with so much to lose probably shouldn't pull a stunt like this, and I know that, and it shouldn't be fake, but to say it's just a stunt because it's for a shoe company, especially for Nike, means nothing. Do you guys remember about 3 or 4 years ago when Tiger Woods did the juggling of the golf ball?
Oh, yeah.
And everybody's like, well, that's ridiculous. That's fake. That's computer. No, he actually did that, and people were certain that was fake.
And remember when Larry Bird threw the ball off of the asphalt and then it bounced into the gym?
Kevin
into
went in?
China and then back?
He did that.
That's true. That's crazy. Let me ask you guys this. Lightning Square says he's not with us anymore, but no. Let me ask you guys this about video. Is it possible to do a deal like I know you can do with photographs where you shoot it with Kobe doing the jump and then leave the camera where it is, now Kobe's gone, and you just shoot the car driving by that same location and mesh the two videos together?
I'm sure you could.
And then
I think you could do anything with video.
And then the shadows would look right, too.
Right. I'm sure you could. I'm not saying I know for a fact, but it sure looks real. I can see, however, that it would be a shoe commercial because he does show the shoe at the beginning.
Yeah.
And maybe they just want it to get out like it has and virally be sent around to everybody. And so they're advertising before you know they're advertising. Maybe.
Let's go to line five real quick. We've got Robert calling in from Glendora on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, Bob, what do you think?
Good morning, guys.
Morning.
I watched the video three times yesterday, and I don't think Kobe's the prankster type of guy.
I don't either.
He's pretty serious, and we all know that they can do anything with video nowadays.
But all right, let me ask you this, Robert. Is it possible it's real?
Oh, most definitely. Most definitely, because Kobe will not be doing that and then, you know, be looking kind of dumb for doing something fake.
Right, but I also agree with you that with Mike or whoever that as we head into the playoffs, I don't think he's going to be jumping cars. Do you? I mean, it doesn't make any sense. But then you watch it and you go, it so looks real.
Maybe it's just some sort of camera trick, just some sort of like Dave is trying to suggest, but he doesn't speak English. Some sort of forced perspective.
Let's go to Omar, who might have the final word on this. Omar in Long Beach. Hi.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
I know for a fact it's fake because they said on SportsCenter last night that it was fake. At the very end of SportsCenter, when they were running their credits, they showed the video and they said, obviously, you know, we know for a fact, you know, people don't freak out, you know, they're not going to take their chances on him getting hurt. So it is fake. They made it very clear, but they showed the video. I mean, it looks real.
It looks way real.
Or Omar, is it possible that SportsCenter was saying that to cover their own asses in case some kid out there was watching their show and decided to try it? Maybe that was their version of the jackass disclaimer.
Well, actually, from what they said, they made it very clear that it was fake. I mean, at the end of SportsCenter, they made it very clear it was fake.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you for the call.
What about former sports guy Money calling in?
He would know. Hey, Money.
Hey.
Dude.
What's happening?
He jumps a mother effing car.
You know, we got, you know, of course, 9,000 emails yesterday and people freaking out. Was he out of his mind? We've got a championship to win. You know, shut up, people. This is the only reason why I think I kind of got a beat on this is because this is an old skate video trick where skaters, like back in the day when there were dudes that could ollie over, like, I don't know, houses and stuff.
Right.
They used to do this where they would set the camera up and the car would cruise right behind them.
I know that that's possible, but when you watch this video, that's not what happens.
I don't know. I think if you look at the shadows, man. You know, remember the old moon trick when supposedly we went to the moon? Hollywood studio.
But Money, what do you mean by look at the shadows? Because I think that's what Kevin is saying that makes it look so convincing is it looks like the shadow goes right under where Kobe is in the air.
See, when I look at it, to me it looks like it's about a foot and a half behind.
Okay, but there's a shadow on the ground. Go to Kevin and Bean page of krock.com and you can see this video. His shadow, but there's also a shadow of like a light post or something.
Right.
He stands right on that shadow, and then the car runs right over that shadow. That's the part that's convincing to me.
Mm.
Don't you have Kobe's cell phone or something? Can't you call him?
I do. I'll see him tonight. But he's going to say.
Why don't you hook that up? He's going to say it's not real even if it was because he doesn't want the Laker management going, what are you doing?
No, I think he's going to say it's real.
Kobe would be exactly the opposite.
Yeah.
Come on, man. Of course it's real.
Interesting. Exactly.
All right, let's go hang on one second. Let's go to Brandon in Los Angeles. Hi, Brandon.
Hey.
Brandon says he was at the photo shoot.
Oh.
Yeah, it was fake.
It was fake.
Yeah.
Tell us how they did it.
They, you know, what they do is they go ahead and they shoot a car going by and they have him do like a jump and it's completely separate scenes.
Okay. And why were you at the shoot?
I'm part of the lighting.
Part of the lighting.
On a nice, yeah, it was shaky, wasn't it?
Yeah, on a nice sunny day.
I'm part of the lighting.
I was holding up the sun.
Yeah, that guy.
Buddy, do you know if there's any truth to the rumor that the video was shot in Colorado and Kobe did the car in the tailpipe?
Oh!
Break it up.
Money, we're going to want to talk to you after you talk to Kobe.
Okay.
All right, bye, man.
I'll make sure I talk to him tonight.
Thank you for calling in.
All right.
Bye, dude.
All this week, as you know, we have been hooking you up here on K-Rock with tickets to go see Radiohead at the Hollywood Bowl, August 23rd and 24th. Tickets go on sale this weekend. Details at krock.com. And we promised you a grand prize drawing, and that's what we're going to take care of right now.
This is a cool prize.
It is. Yeah, it's one of the better ones.
In a way, it's, I mean, as great as it is when we make the call and send you someplace else to see a band, I mean, this one is just times 10 in terms of the stuff that you actually get, going backstage and the dressing room and name on the ticket and all that cool stuff.
Radiohead, of course, August 24th and 25th at the Hollywood Bowl. I think it's going to sale tomorrow, I want to say.
Tomorrow at 10, yeah. Hey, I think someone answered.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, is this Myra?
Yes.
Myra Aguilar?
Yep.
From Long Beach?
From Long Beach.
That Myra?
Kevin and Bean from K-Rock. How are you today?
Fine. How are you?
We are good. You won tickets to see Radiohead at the Hollywood Bowl.
Yes, I did.
And now you're our grand prize winner.
Oh, my God.
And that means...
Sorry, my coworkers are just, like, laughing at me right now.
Who's laughing at you?
No, my coworkers.
Your coworkers.
Oh, yeah. Wow. What kind of crappy job do you have where you have to be there at 7:30 in the morning?
Well, we work at Long Beach City College.
Okay.
We work in the multimedia services department. So our department is actually one of the few that gets up and starts work at 7:30 while everybody's...
Yeah, no kidding. Now, here's the great news, Myra. They can laugh at you all they want, but if they want to go to see Radiohead in August, your name is going to be on their ticket.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you win. You get to present Radiohead. That means your name is on every ticket. Your name is on the marquee. You get your own dressing room backstage, and you get a box seat with a waiter.
Nice.
Whoa.
That is going to be such a great night.
All that.
I'm just right now.
Two nights, August 24th and 25th, Hollywood Bowl, and it's brought to you by Myra Aguilar.
Yes, it is.
Hey, Myra, have you ever been fortunate enough to see Radiohead in concert before?
I actually have. I've spent about $250 per ticket each time they played here.
Wow.
So, she's a fan.
Good. I'm glad that you're a fan then.
I've definitely
spent a lot.
You already know how great they are. We don't have to tell you that. And now you're going to see them closer than you've ever been before. So you're going to have the best time.
Oh, yes, I am.
All right. You rule, Myra.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to K-Rock. I'm going to put you on hold. We'll give you all the details, okay?
Okay.
Don't go away. Myra. Myra brings your Radiohead. Thanks, Myra.
No handlebars.
All right, people. Yesterday when I said everyone loves that song, no one hates it, mm-hmm. I was kidding.
Okay. What? Did they take you seriously?
I got so many emails, people going, I don't know, I'm not a big fan.
I thought you meant that literally every single person loves that song.
Well, that's what I said, but it's supposed to be facetious because there are some hate.
Clearly there's no song like that.
Right. No song in the history of man.
It's 7:39 on the Kevin and Bean Show. It is Friday morning. Ralph's got the movie beat coming up next hour. You know, we had a conversation earlier this week about bad TV and all the shows that we've been watching that are just horrible. Stuff maybe you wouldn't want to admit to your friends that you watch, but for some reason you get sucked in. Like Kevin with his America's Best Dance Crew. There's no explanation for why you would be watching Randy Jackson to a dance crew show.
Dude, it's like watching my childhood, you know.
I am sorry that I missed this one because apparently it has already been canceled. But this week on CBS Television Network, Tuesday night at 10, they presented a show called Secret Talents of the Stars. And this is people who have attained success in one area who really secretly want to do something else.
And it got canceled after one single episode.
Aww.
Clint Black, the country singer, tried to do stand-up. I think Sasha Cohen, who's a skater maybe?
Yes.
Gymnast,
something
like that? Ice skater, yeah. She wanted to be a contortionist. It's just a crazy show. But the contestant that we fell in love with was our friend George Takei, Lieutenant Sulu from the Star Trek show. And, of course, Hero's dad on the Heroes TV show. And I believe Mr. Takei joins us on the Kevin and Bean program right now. Good morning, George.
Good morning, Kevin and Bean. How are you?
We're good. Thank you.
Well, first of all, I'm sorry to hear your little show has already been canceled.
Well, that's okay, because they kicked me off in the first episode.
That's true. He did get voted off, so even if it came back, you wouldn't be there.
No, and I like to think that I'm the reason that it got kicked off.
You're the reason that the show got canceled?
Yes, because they kicked me off and people realized that I was the best thing on it.
Yeah.
I see.
Okay. Without me being on the show, it just wasn't worth watching anymore.
Yeah. Let me play a clip. Let me play a clip from the show, and I want you to tell us what you hear.
Okay.
Okay, here's a clip.
I find love is making music with my friends, and I can't wait to get on the road again. I find love is making music with my friends. I can't wait to get off the road again.
All
car. What do you hear?
I hear sweet voices of angels coming down from heaven.
What did you think about the timing of the angels singing?
I thought it was brilliant. I really think I found a new career for myself.
Mr. K.
Finally, from the shower stall to the recording studio.
You got kicked off the first show. How does that encourage you?
Well, think of the other people who have failed in life, but it's not how many times you get knocked down. It's how many times you get up again.
I see.
Right, but you suck.
I'm sorry. Is that a gay joke?
No, absolutely not. I'm saying your singing is so awful, I don't know how you could look at that and go, well, I think I'm going to keep singing country music.
You know, if we had listened to you, people like you, Star Trek never would have gotten off the ground. It's people like you that tried to keep the show off the air, and then the fans rallied around it and brought it back.
But in that particular case, the show had a certain appeal. We saw you sing country music. There's no appeal there, dude.
I beg to differ.
Where do you go from here? You got kicked off the show. Where do you go?
I'm currently working on my new country CD.
You're doing a CD?
Yes.
Of country music?
Yes.
Fantastic.
You, George Takei, TV's Mr. Sulu.
Decayed to Sings, I'm calling it.
All right. Well, I hope On the Road Again is not on the album, because that clearly is one
that you
can't... No,
this is an original album of original music.
Oh, no. You wrote these songs too?
Yes.
Okay.
Here's a little sample. I'm in the studio now. Let me play you a little sample of it.
Okay.
I like to kiss guys. I like homosex. Give me a big penis.
Okay, George.
And the open road.
Okay. Have you worked much on that one?
Yes.
Okay.
That's the first single I was going to drop off the CD.
Look, I know that you were in the closet for a long time.
Yes, I was.
But now you're out. Everyone understands that. It's cool.
I am out.
You don't have to go over the top.
I'm far out.
Okay.
Right.
I'm way
out. I think what Kevin's saying is you don't have to always be jumping up and down and waving your hands and saying, hey, look at me, I'm gay. It's not that big a deal. It doesn't bother anybody. Just do whatever else you do. Be an actor.
Here's the next single off my CD.
He's not listening to us.
It's the same music, isn't it?
How great is male ass?
That's all you got so far?
That's my favorite song ever.
Lyrics for the cop.
Still working on that one, George. George?
What's the name of that, George?
I'd call that one. How great is male ass?
Really? How'd you get that title?
It came to me in a dream.
All right. Well, it sounds like you got a career for yourself, George.
Oh, crap.
Great news for you, Ralph. We're going to be talking to a guy who runs a company that sells celebrity blow-up sex dolls after 8 o'clock. You've always wanted the Sarah Jessica Parker sex doll.
Nope.
Now you can own one.
Nope. Nope.
Well, they got Jennifer Lopez, Jessica Simpson, a whole bunch more. Lindsay Lohan. So we'll talk
Sarah
to him
Jessica
coming up after
Parker.
The news.
Sarah Jessica Parker.
Who's
He's
ordering
just a shoe.
That one?
Yeah, it's just a shoe.
Yeah, that's right. It looks like a shoe.
We need to ask our guest and find out. That's on the way, plus the movie beep. First, Ralph's here with the showbiz news for a Friday morning. What's going on?
Before I get to the showbiz news, next week we got to talk to our buddy again who runs the Masculinist Coalition.
What's that?
Oh, yeah. What's going on with them?
The Masculinist Coalition, Ken, well, you may have been gone when we talked to him, but...
good chance.
It is a student group, a student organization on the campus at Pfizer College.
Mm-hmm.
Pitzer.
I'm sorry, Pfizer. That'd be the Viagra Coalition.
Yeah.
Pitzer College, and they... a bunch of guys got together and they wanted to put together an appreciation group for men and things that men like. Basically sports and drinking and male camaraderie and that kind of stuff.
Right.
And they thought that was innocuous enough until they tried to get recognition and funding from the school senate. And they've been... It's become this big brouhaha
they denied
on
them?
Campus. They denied them. They won't give them any funding. And now all the other groups, like the Feminist Coalition and stuff, are protesting them and coming down on them. And this poor guy who's running the thing is just going through hell. I was just looking at their website, and they went to the Senate for the third time this week and was once again denied funding and official recognition.
And by funding, by the way, they're down to like $100. That's all they...
That's what they asked for, $150 bucks.
Really?
And they won't even give them that.
So I sent him $150 bucks after we talked to the guy the first time.
That's funny.
To fund him. And he went back to the campus, the people who run the groups on campus, and not only were they denied, but a member of the Feminist Coalition
repeatedly told the guy who's running at Dashiell there that she wanted to punch him in the face.
Wow.
Well, that's understandable.
So I think we might want to talk to them again because this story is just getting bigger and bigger.
Hell.
They're going through some hell over there at Pitzer. Go Game Hens.
They're not the Game Hens.
Yes, they are.
They are the Game Hens.
All right, let's talk about showbiz news, shall we? The Idol Gives Back show didn't do nearly as well in the ratings as Fox had hoped this year. The broadcast was down 34% amongst young adults.
What's that about?
From last year's appearance, despite appearances from Mariah Carey, Carrie Underwood, Rihanna, Fergie, who did a great version of Barracuda with Heart on that show.
I thought it was a better show this year than last year.
Yeah, and they're expecting to raise a lot less money, too.
Aww.
No kidding.
Last year's broadcast raised $76 million. Right now, they're at $22 million and counting.
I think people
expected to be much higher, but still, it's not going to come near what they raised last year.
People just feel poor right now, and they're concerned about gas prices.
Poorer
and
than
homes.
People in Africa with AIDS eating a grain of rice for a week.
You start being more careful about everything with your money.
Well, that's,
and that's
nice
probably
for
the
you,
first
Lisa.
Thing that
that's
goes.
Nice for
no,
you.
No, Lisa is absolutely right, though. The donations for charity are way down this year because of the shaky economy. There's no question about that.
Well, just because Lisa hates black people with AIDS in Africa doesn't mean everyone else should stop.
I don't
giving.
Think that's what she's saying.
I didn't say I didn't donate.
Pretty sure
either.
She's not.
Because you want the poor Appalachian kids to keep walking with tire treads tied to their feet instead of shoes. That's fine, Lisa. But I gave some money to the Idol Gives Back show. You know who else gave some money to the Idol Gives Back show?
Mm-mm.
And I know I've been bashed, especially after yesterday's comment about Britney Spears. I've been bashed by the cult of Britney. They've been sending me email after email, angry email after email.
Sure.
Britney Spears, apparently, has a soft spot for little kids.
Really? Unlike what about Lisa. Her own?
Well, not them, but other kids. Life and Style magazine reports that Britney was moved to tears while watching the Idol Gives Back special.
Okay.
They claim she cried for 2 hours when she heard about the African children with malaria.
Uh-huh.
And she asked her father, who now controls her finances, if she could donate $25,000 to the cause.
That's awesome.
Did he say yes?
Poorly, he gave his blessing, and she put the amount on her American Express card, and she donated $25,000 to Idol Gives Back to help malaria. And once she realized that malaria was not the name of one of the little girls on the special,
she asked for her money back?
She asked for her money back. Now, apparently, they do say she had to Google the disease to find out what it was.
Wow.
But look, at least she's doing a little homework and, and doing something positive. So there you go, cult of Britney people. Britney Spears did something good this week, and I'm talking about that as well.
There you go.
I was reading an article about that, too, and it says the moment that really got her, that really sealed the deal for her when she started crying, was when Clay Aiken came out and sung,
"How great is male ass?"
That was it right there.
Didn't trust me to get to that clip, did you? With the whole Secrets of the Stars show being canceled?
Well, I didn't know you were going to do that.
What I said before we started, you know what I'll do? I'll talk about Secret of the Stars being canceled, and then that's how we can get to that clip.
But get up Cucamonga Heat for when he gets the Secrets of the Stars.
Oh, no.
Sorry, Ralph.
Speaking of reality television, Secret Talents of the Stars, the show on CBS that I love so much.
Never heard of it.
Yeah. Apparently, not a lot of people watched. Only about 4 million viewers tuned in initially, and then the numbers dropped off throughout the hour to eventually about half that number stuck around.
Excellent.
So CBS, after one episode of Secret Talents of the Stars, has canceled the show. We will not get to see Clint Black go forward with his stand-up comedy career.
That's a shame, because he was promising.
We won't get to see Sasha Cohen contort her lithe figure skating body any longer. And, of course, George Takei was kicked off the show initially. He wanted a career in country music.
He was bad.
Was he?
Yeah.
I thought he was pretty good. Here's a clip from George singing on that show.
How great is male ass?
That's pretty good. You're right.
Wouldn't you like to see more of that?
It's good.
See, Ralph was going to get to the clip, just like he promised.
I wasn't paying attention. Sorry. My bad.
By the way, it's funny that George Takei sounds so much like Johnny Cash did when he used to make his records.
Well, that's how good he is. He sounds like one of the legends. Vanilla Ice has been busted.
He's got new music.
How great is male ass?
Sorry. Back to you. Vanilla Ice.
Worst lyric ever.
Best lyric ever.
Vanilla Ice busted. Arrested last night.
For singing.
How great is male ass?
Sorry.
No,
back to you.
Arrested at his home. After an alleged altercation with his wife, charge of domestic battery.
That's not good.
Sources from Palm Beach County Sheriff's Department tells TMZ.com, our favorite entertainment news website, that he got into an argument with his wife, Laura, and he pushed her. And that's a no-no. So they popped him. He is still in custody at the Palm Beach County Jail. And he's going to have to wait to see a judge to see what his bail is set at and blah, blah, blah. But Vanilla Ice not being.
First of all, somebody cool. married Vanilla Ice. That's shocking to me. And yes. second of all, this is a rough week to start with David Naughton and then come end with Vanilla Ice. I mean, tough week for the has-beens, you know?
The biggest stars in the world
yeah.
are now in jail.
They're not really the biggest stars.
And a new Natalie Portman movie has been announced. Another remake of Wuthering Heights. This novel by Emily Bronte has been made into four different movies, several TV versions, and now there will be another Wuthering Heights starring Natalie Portman. No word yet on who will play Heathcliff, the male lead opposite Natalie.
I'm sure she'd be very good, but do we really have to make this again?
I've heard the rumor that George Takei will be
really
opposite her, and it'll be a musical.
Oh. How great is male ass?
The original in 1939 was Merle Oberon and Sir Laurence Olivier.
That's the best
That's
one, I still
classic.
Think. Yeah.
Timothy Dalton did a version in 1970. Inexplicably, it's not as popular as Laurence Olivier's version. Juliette Binoche and Ralph Fiennes did a version in 1992 as well.
Not good. Not
so,
good.
So, Natalie Portman starring in Wuthering Heights.
Kevin, do you have a favorite of the Wuthering Heights?
Never have seen any of them. Don't want okay. to.
Kathy and Heathcliff, the legendary romance.
Don't things. Care.
Ever heard the Kate Bush song, Wuthering Heights?
Here it is. Here it is.
How great is male ass?
I don't think that's her doing this at all. Today's celebrity birthdays. Oh, I'm so glad it's Friday. Joss Stone is 21 years old today. Lisa Stansfield is 42.
Where has she been, Ralph?
Well, she's been around the world. And
I hate you both.
Yeah!
I hate you both.
And Trisha Helfer from Battlestar Galactica is 34 years old today. She plays six of the Cylons on that show. And
she plays six of them?
No. Oh. She's number six.
Oh.
She is charming and beautiful and talented and could not be nicer. We had her on the show, and we'd like to have her back soon.
Want to go to clip again?
Sure.
How great is male ass?
I don't even have to work up an intro for it. Let's just play it.
I'm Ralph Garman. I work the show business.
So they're not real enough. That's your complaint. That they don't.
That's
look,
what I'm saying. Is
looks,
I want to be more realistic.
Look,
yeah.
sound, and feel exactly like celebrities.
They're more realistic than you'll ever get.
That's correct.
How dare you? It's the Kevin DeBean Show at KROQ 106.7 KROQ. Friday morning means the movie beat is straight ahead. This was funny yesterday. I was doing a little bit of research for the show. And it's funny. Some guests I don't really do much research on. Don't really spend much time thinking about.
Right, right.
But I knew we were having Nick on. And he is the chief operating officer of PipeDreamProducts.com. So I thought I better spend a couple of hours researching the celebrity love sex dolls. Can't access his site through K-Rock.
Yeah.
You know, they block all the good sites here at
yeah,
K-Rock.
They really do.
So I had to leave and go somewhere else and use somebody else's computer and sign on with a fake name and do everything I
wow.
could just
well,
to get
you,
to the site.
You do your research. That's what I like about you.
And that's what I did. I spent many hours on the site. So let's join Nick on the phone right now. Hey, Nick, welcome to the Kevin Amin program.
How you doing?
Good, thank
Good.
You.
Good, thank you so much for joining us. PipeDreamProducts.com.
That's right.
You sell a bunch of different stuff, right?
A lot of stuff, about 3,000 products.
Wow.
Wow, 3,000 wow. products.
Yeah.
And they're all in the love arena, shall we say, Nick?
Yeah, it's like, you know, from erotic dice to a 12-inch butt plug. We got it all pretty much.
Okay.
He throws it out there, doesn't he?
And you got, does anyone need a 12? Oh, never mind.
You got, maybe Mr. Takei, you got a little bit of mainstream press recently, and this is how we were alerted to your site and your business, when we saw an article that said, celebrity blow-up sex dolls released. Lindsay Lohan and Jessica Simpson have been recreated as blow-up sex dolls. And we thought, this is our kind of dude. We got to find out what's going on. Tell us about this new line.
It's actually not new. I've had it for about 2 years, and I just like making fun of stuff, to be honest. This is just the next thing.
Now, are these just regular... forgive me, but ugly blow-up dolls? Like
pretty,
these?
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, okay. They don't look anything like the celebrity, or you try?
No. It's basically the same doll every box.
Are you kidding me, Nick? Nick, you're joking.
No.
Well, with blonde hair, brown hair, that's how I change the hair color.
That's the best thing I've ever heard. He doesn't even try to make them like the celebrity.
You can use your imagination.
What makes them a celebrity sex doll, then?
It's all packaging.
Packaging, all right.
Yeah.
Because I got to be honest, I'm, you know, on the site, like I said, I spent a great deal of time doing the research, PipeDreamProducts.com yesterday, and the girl on the front of the Lindsay Lohan box looks really a lot like Lindsay, and I was thinking, hey, that might be okay, and you're telling me if I take it out, it's just going to look like every other blow-up doll.
Pretty much.
You're telling me that the Scarlett Blohansen would not look like her?
Exactly.
Really? Oh, that hurts.
You made no effort to give the J-Ho fantasy doll a huge ass?
I did give her a big butt. Yes, that one I do.
Okay. You did? Okay. Did, yeah. You added yes. butt to it.
Yes, that one I did.
All right, what about Fist and Bell? Did you do that?
Fist and Bell.
That sweet girl.
I just shocked Gwen Stefani, so that's the next one coming.
Gwen Stefani.
That's the next
one. Oh, okay.
All right.
Let me see. Of course, you can't use Jessica Simpson's name, but you've got Jessica Sin. You got that going on.
Sure.
Sarah Jessica Parker. Now, I wanted to ask you about that one. Nick, we've
that's
been
one of my
talking.
Favorites.
Really? Because we've been talking for a long time on this show that I don't know what spell she has put on people that make them think she's attractive, but she is so ugly. How would anyone ever want a sex doll looking like her?
We thought the model was a tranny, to be perfectly honest with you, when we were shooting. So, I agree with you.
but people do find her attractive. It's odd.
I guess. I don't. But,
it's odd.
Maybe when she was younger.
Yeah, maybe that's
yeah,
what it
was.
Like in the L.A. Story
yeah,
days, she was
really
okay.
Cute.
Yeah. All right. Some of the other celebrities that you're working on coming down the pike, Pam Anderson, I guess.
We have a Crazy Daisy.
But forgive me for asking this again, but does it matter who you're coming up with if they're all the same doll? It's all just packaging?
It's pretty much packaging.
Yeah.
Britney Spears, Jessica Alba. All right. Well, I think you've answered our questions, Nick. I think we've found out exactly what we want to know. But for $20, I mean, you couldn't do worse, right?
Think about it. That's a bargain.
Nick, I would like you to please give us notice if Bean starts ordering these dolls like crazy.
You got it.
Would you mind? All right. Thank you, Nick. We appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
PipeDreamProducts.com.
Ralph is here means it's time for the movie.
In a world, someone has been watching. One man who risked everything.
Sorry, I have not seen any of your films.
Without seeing the movies. Ralph Garman's Movie Beat. Welcome to my world.
Hey, party people. About 5 new movies in the Southland theaters this weekend. We're going to take a look at a couple of them, starting with 2 that are in limited release. Chaos Theory is a new film starring Ryan Reynolds, a new comedy that's in limited release. Not effing limited enough, I say.
How do they keep giving this guy movies?
They're insisting to tell us that he's a movie star whether we buy it or not.
I gotta tell you, I was watching a movie with him in it not long ago, and I didn't think he was that bad. I thought it was pretty good.
See? This is what I'm talking about.
Kevin, though.
You're Kevin.
I'm just saying.
That's what I'm saying.
What about the fact that you're Kevin?
I wanted to hate him because you guys hate him so much, but he was...
What movie were you watching that he was good in?
He was the one with the girl from Little Miss Sunshine, right?
Oh, where he's telling a story about all the different girlfriends he had?
Oh, yeah. That's the one I went to.
F you.
He was fine.
F you.
He was fine.
F you and that movie.
All right.
I'm going to see it now.
Who's my
Kevin
mommy? Well, I dated 4 girls.
It was a dumb movie, but
let me tell you about all of them, and then you guess
no,
who your mother
one.
Is.
There was another one that he played like a detective or something recently.
Oh,
that he was good
Smoking
at.
Smoking Aces.
Smoking Aces. I caught it again on cable. That's what it was. And he was really good at it. He was really good at it. Really good.
Was he trying to be funny?
No.
Oh, maybe that's why he was good.
Smoking Aces. He was a cop. He was really good in it.
Is he replacing Rob Schneider in your heart as the best movie star working today?
No, I don't understand the immense hate. He seemed fine. But anyway, back to you.
This movie, Chaos Theory, Reynolds plays an author about the art of living efficiently, but then his wife slowly starts to add an extra 10 minutes to his day, which throws his schedule into chaos, and he starts to snap and go crazy.
What?
There you go. Enjoy that, Kevin. Go
really?
See that.
This sounds like a Jim Carrey movie, doesn't it? Where
yeah.
It gets all goofy.
Someone
and
made
wacky.
That?
This is he's Jim Carrey light. That's what he is. So you can check that out. Ryan Reynolds and Emily Mortimer star in this film. Check that out. Also in limited release, the documentary Bra Boys. Now this looks interesting.
Mm-hmm.
This is about the cultural evolution of a Sydney surf gang known as the Bra Boys and what they went through in terms of being dealing with the society around them. Bunch of rabble-rousers, these guys.
That's how they say brother, right? And it's not about bras.
No, it's about
right?
They're all fat, and they got really big man boobs,
okay.
So they all have to wear bras. That's where they got the tag, the Bra Boys.
Good.
Yeah. No, it's like Shaka Bra.
Yeah.
You know, like surf lingo. Russell Crowe narrates this documentary, and you might be interested to know that he also has signed on to direct the feature adaptation of this story. So they're going to do a feature-length, fictionalized story based on this true story, and Russell Crowe will be the director.
Okay.
So he's very much behind
a lot of this story.
The Bra Boys. Yeah. All right, let's take a look at some of the other films that are in wider release this weekend. Prom Night. Brittany Snow stars in this film about a group of high school students that are stalked on their prom night by a vengeful killer.
Who didn't get to go to his own prom?
I don't know the reason behind this, but why do you like it?
I don't. I'm just kidding.
It's one of those slasher movies where all the teenage kids get murdered. And
I think what I've...
If it's done well, I like those.
From the trailer is that it's the teacher, a teacher that had had some altercation with her and then he'd gone away to prison or something. Now he's back and now he's going after the girl again.
Bean.
I'm just saying, that's what I got from the trailer, I think.
I wonder if he'll chase a lot of people around and they'll be screaming and running from him. I wonder if that will happen in this movie.
If these are done well.
I don't know. I'm curious to know if that will happen.
Yeah.
Let me just take a look at a clip and let's see.
Did you really think I was going to do nothing about you? If you're going to do something, do it now. I know you want my skeleton.
Omar's telling me that's the wrong clip.
Ah. How about the first clip that he sent in?
Don't have it.
We don't have that one.
Nope.
Huh.
Can we just go to George Takei singing?
Hang on. Omar can play from his studio. Go ahead, Omar.
Leave me alone!
There's the screaming. Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah, I just wanted to see if there was...
Some good dialogue in that.
Sounds good. Yeah. Sounds, I was wrong about that. Sounds good.
Street Kings also opens this weekend.
Now, this looks good.
That may have been the earlier clip we heard, maybe from Street Kings, I think, the one that was played. So,
you're right.
Yeah, I'm interested in seeing, although Keanu Reeves stars...
Yeah, that's scary.
Can be scary. Look at the supporting cast they've surrounded him with. Forrest Whitaker, Hugh Laurie, Jay Moore, Cedric the Entertainer. It's about cops. I love me some cop movies.
Yeah.
Reeves plays a veteran on the LAPD... who starts to lose a little bit after the death of his wife and has to go on and deal with questioning the loyalties of everyone around him, both his partners and the people he deals with in the street. So it looks like it could be good.
Yeah, it does look good.
Here is a clip from Street Kings where my boy Hugh Laurie is confronting Keanu Reeves' character for his recent actions.
Did you really think I was going to do nothing about you? If you're going to do something, do it now. I know you want my skeleton up to your wall. But then who's going to go where the law won't? You, Captain? You? You going to clean up the needles and baby parts? No. You need me. All you company men, you hate me, but you need me.
Oh, he sounds like an outlaw. Like he plays by his own rules.
He does play by his own rules.
He's a wild card that needs to be dealt with. He's a loose cannon and with a short fuse.
What a generous...
Sounds a little,
What the hell's going on over
now
there?
What are you doing?
Kevin left Omar's
shoe. Oh, sorry. My bad.
No, I'm just going to move on.
That sounds a little cliche-ish.
They're all teaming up against me.
That clip seemed a little cliche-ish.
Yes, and that's how I like my cop movies. Okay. Filled with cliches and bullets.
All right.
That's how I like them.
Do you have a movie for me, Ralph?
Yes, I do, Lisa.
Okay.
Please enjoy Smart People.
Okay.
Smart People.
The new comedy starring Sarah Jessica Parker.
Oh, puke.
Right in your wheelhouse, Lisa.
Yep.
You can go watch The Woman Who Looks Like a Foot on the Big Screen. Dennis Quaid also stars Thomas Hayden Church and Ellen Page.
Juno?
Yes, that's true. She was Juno.
Right.
You're only supposed to echo that, really.
Usually somebody who says
sometimes
that first.
Sometimes I have to take charge.
Okay. All right.
Sarah Jessica Parker plays a doctor who agrees to look after her injured former professor, played by Dennis Quaid.
Okay.
And while she is caring for him, she also has to contend with his daughter, Ellen Page, who is a young Republican. And the sudden arrival of his sort of lazy, good-for-nothing-but-hilarious brother, Thomas Hayden Church.
Oh.
So it's just a bunch of wacky people in a house, Lisa. And a lot of Sarah Jessica Parker talking.
Is it a romantic comedy?
I believe there is some romance that develops either between Sarah and Thomas Hayden Church or Sarah and
her
Dennis
brother.
Quaid. Yeah.
Okay.
Or Sarah and Ellen Page.
Who
sure.
knows?
If Ellen Page would have her way. Here's a scene where Sarah Jessica Parker is a guest... at the family dinner where these people are together. And this is not a functional family. These people are not the Osmonds. They're not getting along so well. Here's the scene.
What a generous portion.
Enjoy.
Well, Vanessa here is the perfect little housewife. I mean daughter.
Oh, yes. If by perfect you mean not retarded / suffering from insurmountable credit card debt, then yes, I am indeed perfect.
But you two,
please stop bickering. These children haven't been properly parented in many years. That's why I was brought in. To ensure that they don't kill each other. Merry Christmas.
Could be cute.
They don't like each other, do they?
They don't like each other, this quirky family.
They're all pretty smart.
They have a lot of issues, though.
They
do. But they are, Kevin, in fact, smart people.
Smart people.
Hence the name.
I'm out.
Yeah.
I'm saying Street Kings. That's what I'm most excited about seeing this weekend. Looks like it does look like sort of a by-the-numbers generic cop movie.
But if done well?
But if done well, that's a fun 2 hours in a movie theater for me. And also still want to recommend Run, Fat Boy, Run, which I saw this week, which is a very pleasant, entertaining, sweet romantic comedy, which is very well done by a bunch of very talented British actors. So I recommend that as well. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the movie beat.
All that you know is at an end.
That was Ralph Garman. Ralph Garman. Movie Beat.
You are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show on the world-famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ at 8:37.
Time for the Kevin Bean Afro Line,
323-520-AFRO. You know how it works by now. You call us, leave a message 24 hours a day, and then we play it back and you get nothing.
Not positive what provoked this response, but it could have been really pretty much anything that we do.
What did he say?
Shut the F up, man.
Yeah, you're right. Who can tell when that was what prompted that?
I'd like to say in advance of this call, how dare you?
God damn it, Kevin and Bean. Will you please quit talking to goalies before important games? Yesterday he talked to Jean-Sebastien Jaguar. He had the worst freaking game of his life. Hey, Kevin, been a long time Duck fan, him?
I can't explain what might have happened to Jean-Sebastien Swiss Cheese Jaguar last night, except for the fact that we had nothing to do with it, is my conclusion.
Unless you want to give us credit for the cup last year.
Got to do
right.
That.
You got to do both. Yeah. You got to accept the fact that we're held partially responsible for them winning the cup last year because of all the support and all the interviews we did with Jiggy. And then you also can blame us for what happened
Dallas,
last night.
You know what? Dallas won 4-0, but they were all on power plays.
Right.
It was a weird, weird game.
And as you pointed out, as tough a loss as that was, particularly at home, it is a 7-game series, yeah. And the Ducks are a good enough team that they have an excellent shot of coming back.
We are mature, and our listeners are mature.
You said cocktail.
Yeah, sounds like you guys.
Everybody, everywhere loves this song.
With no match, with no.
Yeah! Love this song, man. Keep playing it. Playing it.
Okay.
And will do.
Will do. This one is a Bean song, kind of along the same theme.
Bean just lost his balls on the radio. On the radio. He had a tube up his penis. Yes, he did. He is such a hoe.
Yeah, they're not all good.
Yeah, I don't think he tried very hard on that one.
No, not very. I don't know. I don't think I've ever heard this before, but this guy thinks Lisa might be to blame for the traffic.
Oh.
Lisa May, why? Why did you make the traffic come? Don't report it. It won't happen. Why? I'm stuck in traffic.
That's what I planned all along.
Yeah, we all know that feeling. You want to take your own life. This girl has questionable judgment at best.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to let you know that when I'm in a bad mood, this is my favorite song to play. I love it, I love it, I love it, I love it, and it makes me in an awesome mood. Here it goes.
I'm Ralph Garman.
Yeah.
I got more talent than all the rest. Yes, mentor of voices and showbiz news. Nobody can go my you.
And I have to say, Ralph, you sound so sexy. Love you. Bye.
We haven't been playing it much on the air because we have been receiving your emails. But the Kevin Bean team song is still available for free and downloadable at krock.com if you want to check it out.
I'd like to point out that we made it purposely like the 80s sports songs that were so bad.
We meant to be bad.
I'd like to point that out. That for real. Honest, everyone.
No, we did. And we mean all shows to be bad.
Right.
Okay, so you guys are writing Mike and Bean for watching bad TV. At least they watch shows that actually exist. Lisa over there, being all smug and crap, she watches the worst stuff ever. Seriously, Brothers and Sisters? And what was that other stupid one? The, like, Carpool Rain or some crap? Jesus.
Yeah, it's
carpoolers.
We can't help you.
Such
with that.
A good show. They zoom right down the carpool.
Yes, hey, yeah. A few listeners suggested yesterday, Lisa, that you are the queen of bad TV, and you've got a lot of nerve putting your nose up in the air at anybody else when you're watching shows like
That's
Carpoolers
true.
And
you
the Imaginary think, Brothers and Sisters.
You think Carpoolers is worse than
yes,
Polish
anything.
Bridges?
Yes.
Oh, for God's sake.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I'd like to watch them both side by side and see.
You would die.
So yesterday, when we were talking about bad TV shows, Omar came up with what might be the greatest theme song ever.
Omar, the gay TV show theme song was the best one ever. You guys need to put that on the download rodeo. I need that for my ringtone.
That would be a great ringtone.
It would.
Because it would go on and on and on. We're going to play it here in a second. It is at the download rodeo already. If you'd like to go to krock.com, you can download the longest theme song in the history of men. It was for bad TV shows yesterday morning. You see your phone ringing in an office? Hello?
Right. Oh, so gay, gay, gay. Did I mention that they're gay? Oh, so gay.
And I know what you're thinking. You're listening to this going, well, clearly he's done now. That's
right.
The big finish, right? He can't have any more. Yeah, he's got to be, right?
Gay, 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 gay. Gay, 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 gay.
And you're thinking to yourself, I don't know that I'm getting the gist of this.
Gay, 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 gay.
By the way, Omar recorded this in real time. It's not like he recorded it once and then just looped it over and over and over again. So you can hear increasingly he's having...
he's getting exhausted.
He is so tired.
He can barely...
Oh, so gay, gay, gay. Oh, so gay, gay, gay.
So if you want that as your ringtone, you can download that at krock.com, the Kevin and Bean page, download rodeo.
It sounds like he's running up the stairs of the Empire State Building while he's trying to sing it.
What the hell was that? One of the worst I've ever heard. I hate you so much, I want to shoot you in your face.
Honey, I like you, but you're just not right for this competition.
Yo, dog, I gotta tell you, for me, man, that was not even half good, dude.
The Pretender, that was Bean's porn name, wasn't it?
It was,
the
yes.
Pretender?
Oh,
that's what
he's
from.
Oh,
the
Pretender. How dare you.
Yeah. Paralyzer, excuse me, the Paralyzer.
I'm closer.
By the way, intern Beer Mug, who is one of our favorite of in the history of the Kevin Bean intern program, by the way, love this guy, and one of the reasons I love him is he is up for anything, and he is going to attempt, ladies and gentlemen, to break yet another Guinness World Record coming up after the news at 9 o'clock. We just found out that 5 is the record of eating, peeling and eating bananas in 1 minute. 5 bananas, 1 minute. Beer Mug thinks he can do it. We'll find out after the news at 9
here this
morning.
Doesn't seem that hard. I mean, that's what she
said. Until you try it. Until you try it.
It doesn't seem that hard. So maybe
peeling and eating a banana.
Yeah.
It's got to take 25, 30
Look,
seconds.
Guinness records kneel before him. They just say, take us.
What
we
are they
can't.
Doing? They're on their knees.
Yeah, well, you know.
Yeah.
Time for the showbiz beat. Here's Ralph.
If he doesn't get this one, let's keep trying until he breaks some sort of eating record. Let's
like
keep
it.
Trying eating records.
Yeah,
once a
absolutely.
Week, once a week, we bring in a new eating record and see if he can do it.
He wants to.
He's not exactly
fun.
Shattering them.
No, he's not. We won't stop until he does.
All right.
He is more of a failure than I think you could put him in the success column.
That would be fair.
Right, sure.
Before I go on with the showbiz beat, I'd like to make a clarification from the movie beat that was done earlier this hour.
Oh, what happened?
The technical disaster was the movie beat.
Yeah.
I not only compounded that by being wrong, but upset a lot of surf fans. And I want to let people know that I have been schooled.
About the Bra Boys? What's
yes,
the problem?
And I'd like to clarify that I made the assumption, the wrong-headed assumption, that Bra and Bra Boys came from like the Hawaiian bra, like for brother.
That's what I thought.
Incorrect.
Oh.
The gang, the surf gang in the documentary,
was based in a suburb of Sydney, Australia, called Maroubra. And the nickname for Maroubra is Bra. They come from the
So it's
Bra.
A specific place.
That's the nickname for the suburb in which they were located. Was there... Bra Boys comes from Maroubra, the suburb of Sydney, Australia.
If you had to look back, was there anything accurate about the movie being?
No, it was a disaster on almost every level.
Okay, good.
So I'm glad that's over with.
Movie's not even opening today, right?
Yeah. There's no such movie as Bra Boys, by the way.
It's not even a continent of Australia.
Nope. It's all wrong. Wrong, wrong, wrong. Let's take a look at the showbiz news, shall we? Marilyn Manson. You remember him.
Yes, sure. Yeah. Don't get me started on this guy.
What? What has he done now?
I haven't heard the story. I don't know what the story is. I have ticked at Marilyn Manson lately.
Why?
What could you possibly be angry about?
Who's his live-in girlfriend?
Evan Rachel Wood?
Oh, Evan Rachel
yes.
Wood.
Oh, okay. So wrong. She's 20. He's 80.
Good for him.
Yeah, you wish she were with you, though.
You're okay with Dita Von Teese being with him? Who's hot, much hotter and sexier?
I don't know. I just think Evan is just pure and lovely, and she doesn't need to be infected by that.
Yeah, clearly not.
What?
I think Marilyn Manson is pure and sexy. Wait, no.
Look, I'm a fan. What's going on with Marilyn Manson? Why is he in your report?
Well, you can barely contain yourself.
Bean sits up there on the island going, ooh,
Marilyn Manson, you will rue the day.
I'm just very upset to see them together. That's all I'd say.
Punch your opaque contact out.
They shouldn't be together. He is wrong for her.
All right, I won't punch it out, but I'll write about punching it out
right.
for my blog.
He apparently is getting into the booze business. Marilyn is a big fan of absinthe.
Oh,
sure.
Good, good.
You can imagine, because Marilyn likes to ingest anything that will alter his consciousness an iota.
Remember when he thought you were a cop?
Oh, yeah. Doing
is that a
giant
cop?
Rails backstage, and I walked back there, and he panicked.
Rails of powder of sugar. Nothing else.
Yes, rails of powder of sugar.
Is that a cop? He said. We were like, no, that's just Ralph.
Is he a cop? No, it's Ralph. He works on the show.
Oh, okay.
That was awesome.
I want him dragging my Evan Rachel Wood through that. That's all I'm saying.
She's not yours, creepy.
I love her so.
So Marilyn has entered the 2008 San Francisco World Spirits Competition with his own brand of absinthe that he has created.
I'd like to try that.
Called Mansinthe.
Okay, I'm out.
Oh.
I'm out. I'm afraid of what's in it.
Mansinthe.
I'm afraid of what's in it now.
Absinthe, Mansinthe.
Yeah.
Because he's Marilyn Manson.
Oh,
right?
Sounds sexy.
He's calling it Mansinthe. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Yeah. Good luck.
Want to hear a clip of his new song?
How great is male ass?
Oh, wait, that's not him.
Rails of powder of sugar. That's what he was doing.
It is Friday, right, guys? Please
yes.
tell me it's Friday.
Yeah, it
okay,
is.
Good.
And it's 10 o'clock, so
How
we can go
home.
How
much more time do I have to kill before we're done with this segment?
You only did one story. That's one story.
Rails of powder of sugar, allegedly.
Did him with a tube of history, I believe.
How great is male ass?
This one's off the rails, guys.
Yeah.
Rails of powder of sugar.
Exactly.
Rob Van Winkle's in trouble.
Vanilla Ice?
Yeah, how'd you know that? How'd you know his name was that was Vanilla Ice's real name?
Come on. I got a mind for names.
Trap.
Yeah.
He got in trouble last night. He was arrested at his home in Palm Beach County, Florida. Arrested for domestic battery. Sources tell TMZ.com, our favorite entertainment news website, that he got into an argument with his wife, Laura. He pushed her. And that's all it took. A phone call later, the cops showed up, and now he is currently in custody of the Palm Beach County Sheriff's Department. He's sitting in jail waiting for a judge to see what exactly he's going to do with him. But at least he is still rocking the bowl haircut. If you look at his mugshot here, he's got the Dumb and Dumber bangs combed over his forehead.
Really?
Looking like Jim Carrey from that movie.
He should be arrested for that picture.
For that haircut, he should be arrested. Felony hair badness.
Thank you, Kevin.
Hey, how dare you?
Mike, don't you have a clip of Vanilla Ice's new song?
I do.
I hear he's recording
how
again.
How great is male ass?
A lot of parents are upset with Gossip Girl's advertising.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
Gossip Girl, of course, the TV show over there on the CW, and there are new ads for the start of the new episodes, which begin on April the 21st. There is a photograph of Blake Lively and Chase Crawford having hot monkey sex, And superimposed over that image is the text message, OMFG. Oh, my God.
Okay.
And a lot of parents are upset, not only by
the... spell
B-R-R-P-P-T-T-M-K. Upset about the use of the F in OMFG. I think that's inappropriate, and it's encouraging bad behavior in their kids. Big controversy.
Bad initialing.
Bad texting.
Yeah.
Potty texting. Right? That's what I call
felony potty texting.
Felony potty texting. So some of the ads have been changed to OMG to make people happier.
Really?
Yeah. Isn't that pathetic? Meanwhile, CW is hoping the controversy will add some eyes to Gossip Girl, which has been struggling in the ratings. And if it gets canceled, Dave the King of Mexico will kill himself.
He will. That's true.
That is our concern.
I like that.
He doesn't want to live in a world with no Jericho and no Gossip Girl.
Oh, what? America, what's wrong with you? He often asks.
Why are you bad, America?
Yeah, that's what he asks. Not what's wrong with you at all. Why are you bad? Today's celebrity birthday is Trisha Helfer. She, of course, from Battlestar Galactica, which has begun its new season every Friday night. You can see episode 2 of the 4th and final season tonight on Sci-Fi Channel at 9 o'clock. She's 34 years old today. Lisa Stansfield is 42 years old today.
She had a song. Did she have a song?
Where's she been, Ruff?
She's been around the world, and I can't find her baby.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah.
I was trying to get into male ass.
I know you were.
Would have been
and
better.
You went with that instead?
Save it for this one. Bassist Dylan Keefe of Marcy Playground's 38.
Oh, their new song.
They've
you heard
got
that?
A new song.
Oh.
How great is male ass?
What was George Takei thinking?
I don't know.
And Joss Stone, one of our favorites around here.
I have a new song.
No, you don't.
How great is male ass?
That doesn't even make any sense.
No, but it was funny to play again.
Joss Stone is 21 delicious years old today, and we're a big fan of hers.
How long till Marilyn Manson's nailing her, too, the way he's going?
Oh, stop it.
I'm just saying.
Slipping her some Mansynth?
Yeah, exactly. Whatever it takes.
They're loaded on her and it's Mansynth?
That sounds wrong on every level.
Imagine floating around a bottle of Mansynth?
No. Yeah. I'm nervous about how he makes the Mansynth, too, by the way. I'm afraid where that's coming from.
Oh, Gene Simmons has nothing to say.
He's not paying attention.
God damn
it. I was. I'm looking at Ralph right in the face.
And I'm looking at you, and you're just standing there.
How great is male ass?
Are we done?
Yes.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ.
Son of a bitch.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show. It's good thing it's Friday. We need a couple days off from each other.
What is wrong with you guys? Come on. You can't see the magic.
Bean wants us to do on Monday a topic where we ask the K-Rock listener, about your kitchen disasters.
No, kitchen errors.
Kitchen errors.
If it was disasters, it might be barely interesting.
And we were all screaming at him about what a horrible idea that was.
How about people have had kitchen errors?
Why don't you email Bean if you've had kitchen errors? And
I thought I was heating up mashed potatoes. It turned out to be whipped cream that I had.
First of all, what kind of asshole mistakes whipped cream for mashed potatoes? When does that ever happen to someone who's not a retarded kitten?
Because when they're in a refrigerator, Ralph, and they're colded up, they
never.
Look the same.
No. Maybe when they're colded up.
When they're colded up, that's a good point.
Never happens ever.
All right. We don't have time for this nonsense, but when we take your kitchen
Alex
disaster
she'd rather talk
on Monday.
To the three-legged dog instead, which was my idea. We come up with a lot of ideas. Most of them are bad.
Of them get on the air.
We try to That's save you problem. From them, but that, we're only as God made us.
We're sorry. You must first dial a 0 or 1.
What it do, nephew?
What it do is you get on the air and win a pair of tickets to both days of the upcoming Toyota Grand Prix of Long Beach, or as Lisa calls it,
Grand P.
Yeah, she called it the Grand P.
That'll be coming up next weekend, the 19th of April and 20th of April. You'll also be qualified to win the Coca-Cola grand prize to be an official starter down on the track on Sunday. Plus, we'll also throw in Grand Theft Auto 4, courtesy of GameStop, available at all GameStop locations starting on April the 29th. Let's start with Kim, by the way, on line 5, because I can't believe the words that I am seeing on the screen in front of me.
Kim, hi.
What it do, nephew?
What it do?
What it do?
Hey, how are you guys?
Good, thank you.
Burbank.
So, hey. Burbank in the house.
Yeah, Burbanky.
Right. What's
and
going on?
I've been listening to you guys ever since you've been in Burbank, so that tells you how old I am. But that Office thing, what the hell are you guys talking about? Sorry for my language.
The Office thing? You mean the TV show The Office?
Yes, watched it last night because you guys were like, oh, it's so cool. It is like the most stupidest show in the whole wide world.
You watched it for the first time last night?
Well, I don't like that Steve dude guy. So yeah, it was last night was the first
time.
Steve Carell,
one of the funniest people on the planet and one of the funniest TV shows on television.
On the big screen, he is really cool. But I don't like him in The Office, man. He's just like, duh.
Well, I think that's the point. I think he's supposed to be a bad boss. You got that, right?
Well, yeah. They were at that dinner party last night, and he had that bitchy girlfriend, and she was just like, oh, my God.
I think you need to go back to the beginning of this show.
And watch every episode.
And watch a couple of episodes and get the context. Because
every episode, oh, my God.
No, no, just watch a couple, but it really is hilarious.
Because last night wasn't a prototypical episode because they weren't in the office. It wasn't really.
But if she hated it last night.
You get the history of it.
Is that his regular girlfriend, that bitch who dinner for like
Jan.
5 hours and whatever.
But
oh my
she
God.
Used to be his boss.
Oh,
there's a lot of history there.
Yeah, okay. There's some really good stuff
so
in
not
there.
Nice. I mean, I would like see a bye-bye out the door lady.
Yeah, all right, Kim. All right.
You guys are awesome. Thanks.
Kim's gone bye-bye. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right, put down the blow. Seriously.
I will tell you that the show is funny even if you're watching it for the first time, but it is infinitely richer if you have some context for the characters and their various relationships, certainly. I hope she gives it another try because it is a terrific show, and last night was a great episode to come back
with. I don't have any hope for her. I think she shouldn't give it a try, and she should just move on. Garrett in Canoga Park, good morning.
What it do, nephew?
What it do?
What it do, baby boo?
What it do, Garrett?
What it do? Hey, so I was on Taste of Chaos last night.
Yeah.
Oh.
And I was backstage, right? And I was in the loading dock smoking a cigarette. And I see Kat Von D back there.
Yeah.
Oh.
You know, on the TV show, she looks kind of thick, you know? Like, she's kind of good, you know? Fat chick need love, too.
She's not fat. What are you talking about?
A little bit, you know? Like, her face, you know? But
are you high?
She's kind of a round face. I'll give her that.
She have round eyes?
Skinny as all hell. Like, yeah. She's hitting the pipe or something.
I think she's working out.
Wait, hold on a second. I want to make sure I understand. You're complaining on the same phone call that she's too fat and that she's too skinny?
Yeah. Oh, I think she looks better a little thick, you know? Her butt completely disappeared.
Oh, you're saying she lost too much weight.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem like
don't
she's lost.
Don't make Garrett happy, that's for sure.
Yeah, I'm going to put you together with Kim on the other line. Hold on. Thank you for the call.
I love fat asses.
All right, let's go to Stephanie in Fullerton and try to right this ship. Stephanie, good morning.
What it do, nephews?
What it do?
Hi, Stephanie.
Hi.
What's going on?
Well, I work at Costco. I don't know if I should say the location, but...
Sure.
I am.
Go ahead.
It's somewhere in the Los Angeles region.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So anyway, we have coupon event going on, and I swear it just attracts like every Asian ethnicity. And they all want to buy everything up, and then they'll buy like 20 items on coupon, then they'll come back 20 minutes later. What this? What'd I buy? Like, well, you put it in your cart, you bought it. And then they all, at the end of it all, I always notice that they all call me Kuktao.
They call you what?
Kuktao.
Kuktao?
Yeah.
What's that mean? What does that mean?
I don't know. I finally asked somebody that's a Vietnamese word, I guess, and they're calling me S.A. Ted.
Nice!
Wow.
They don't like you
well,
either.
I mean, it sounds like you deserve to be called that if your complaint is that people are using coupons to buy merchandise from an advertisement. Isn't that the whole point of you selling it?
But the thing is, like, they buy, like, for instance, the Tide. It's like $20-something dollars. They're going to get $1.50 off.
Right.
Big freaking deal. You know, what's the big savings?
$1.50.
Well, and then a lot of times they don't even bring the coupons and then they come back. You don't give discounts. Like, well, you didn't give me a coupon.
Guys, what is going on with the call shit?
I don't know.
Every single one of them is from, from outer states.
Can we go to Ed for a good call to get out of here on a good note?
All right. Let's go to Ed. Ed, good morning.
Morning. What it do, son?
What it do, son?
What do, Ed?
Oh, man.
What do you got?
We got my wife. She wants to find a girlfriend.
Yeah. Well, okay now. All right. Now we're getting somewhere.
She wants to bring another girl into your bedroom for the two of you.
Yes.
And?
Do you get to be included?
Oh, of course.
All right. Well, sometimes it's not the case, Ed. Sometimes a girl wants to be with another girl, and you get to sit in the corner and watch.
No, not in this case.
So you're included. All right.
Okay. Now, what's your question or comment?
I'm interactive with this.
All right.
I don't know where to start searching for this girl.
Oh, how to look.
Girl.
Sure.
I wanted to see if we could find a date online or on air.
Yeah, I think our show is a good place to start.
Lisa May will probably do it.
Lisa?
Sure. What's your wife look like?
No, but we could have he and his wife come in, and we could have them solicit for
we
whoever.
We could have girls call in and see who they'd be willing to talk to.
Yeah, let's do that next week.
Well, why don't we wait and get pictures from Ed and his wife first before we know if we even want to get involved in this potential horror show? I mean, I got to be honest. I'm not getting the best vibe of the world from Ed so far.
Ed seems like a happy-go-lucky
fella. Sure, Ed's fine.
Oh, my wife is a beautiful woman.
There you go.
I'm sure that's what you think.
We don't know where to start with looking for girlfriends. I mean, what do you do? We need a girl.
Yeah, you just go out and shout that out on the street.
Hey, why don't you get in line for the rest of us that are looking for girlfriends while you're at it, by the way?
Yeah, I think we need to have you on the program and find out.
Okay. All right. I think producer Alex, the super whore, will do a little follow-up with you and get some information and find out if we can make something work for you, all right?
Can we do this and can we smoke some weed?
Yes. We can do
absolutely
that and smoke some weed.
You come in the studio, we will smoke you out and find you a girl for a threesome.
And he was the call that was going to save the show, right, Ralph?
That's the guy we were going to go to.
Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, we're running an opium den and brothel.
I know we got to save the show somehow. Let's do one more. Let's talk to Javier in Los Angeles.
Will you
please stop
so far?
Then
cut our losses and get the hell out.
Let's talk to
that.
Javier real quick on line three, because this is a topic that we really do need to address, something that we've got to get to. Javier, what to do, nephew?
What to do, fellas?
Oh, what's going on?
Hi, Javier.
Easy, Captain Energy. Pull back a little bit. You're overwhelming us.
What can we do for you?
No, just calling to say that I really dig the Kevin and Bean theme song.
Yeah, sure. Okay. Go ahead.
However?
No, I was just saying if you guys ever do a video for it, I'd like to be in it.
Well, yeah.
Can we resist with a personality like yours?
What would you be? Would you be a desk?
Javier's like a personality tsunami. He just destroys with his personality. No one will see us if you're in it, Javier.
Officially, guys, thank you for the call. Officially, 0-5, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
Come on.
It's been a long time since we've been completely shut out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
We're like the J.S. Jaguar of radio hosts right now. Yeah. Everything's getting past us. Oh, everything's hitting net.
It's a power play every time, man. It wasn't his fault.
We just got owned by Dallas right there is what happened. All right. No guests per se to thank for today's Kevin and Bean show, but we are going to be back with an all-new program Monday. Do we have anything good lined up for that day?
First of all, I'm looking for a place to go this weekend. Does anyone know where I should be?
Well, sure. Kevin, if you're free tomorrow afternoon from 1 to 3, you could come by the Verizon Wireless
store. What else?
Oh, okay. Sorry. Well, anybody who is, come by the Verizon Wireless store in Laguna Beach, where I will have Eddie Vedder tickets. They are sold out.
What?
Yes.
Oh,
I have them. I have them.
You can, so I just go to the Verizon Wireless store in where?
Laguna Beach.
Laguna Beach.
And Laguna Niguel.
Laguna Niguel. And if I see you and ask you, you will give me tickets to Eddie Vedder's show.
Everyone that asks him for tickets
there's
will get
them. There's
a
couple of steps in between that are involved.
Oh,
but
I see how you how
the
you
bottom
work
line
now
is someone needs to go there, and I have them. That's the bottom line.
Okay. All right. That's a bad idea right there.
Eddie Vedder, by the way, now seems dynamic and exciting now that we've heard Javier.
I think we need to have Javier do the video by himself.
Javier Bardem.
He needs to do every voice in it because he seems that talented to me.
He can play all of us?
Absolutely.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend.
Big fan of the song.
Pass it over to me.
I wonder when you're going to make a video.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Should I buy some pot?
Roll another one.
How bad is this show?
Just like the other one.
It's not going in the archives. That's
this
what
one seems to be a problem. Quit.
Maybe worse ever, right?
It's as bad as it could be.
And I need another hit.
Balls. What do you think went wrong today?
Everything.
But why did everything go wrong?
I don't know.
Like we had a solid plan when we started at 5:30 this morning. Where did it go off the track?
Yeah, so did Napoleon at Waterloo.
Marijuana is just H's way of saying hot.
Like it's
ancient French warrior.
It's the first one that came to your head. We're ending with a Napoleon joke. That's what we're doing.
I don't have another cent.
I shall continue to oppose efforts to legalize marijuana.
But I won't guard that joint.
Balls.
Not a solo. Just pass it around.
You get the hell out!
Cut. Print. Gay.
Hey, you boys leave. You can't come back.
Oh, gee. You hear that? If we leave, we can't come back.
Oh, no. What should we do?
All right, stop that. That's just ridiculous. Cut that. Enough of that. Boo. Get out. Get out. Get out of the DJ booth. That's enough.
Well, what did everybody think?
That stunk.
Worst episode ever.
So if you're confused about what I'm saying, listen very carefully. I quit this bitch.
This is such a money guy.
How great is male ass?